Revelation chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore.
Preach, preach up.
For God shall wipe away,
yes, sir,
every tear from their eyes.
Yes, sir.
Get ready for the revolution.
Yes, it's been a year for Donnie Corleone on Blog Talk Radio. She has made you laugh. She has made you cry. She has dissed you. She even pissed you off. She has motivated you. She has inspired you. She has shared her personal experiences with you. She has told you the truth. She has loved you and helped you all for 2 hours a day, 7 days a week. Please welcome the woman of the hour, Dawn Nicoleone.
Thank you so much for coming back. What would I do without you?
This has been a beautiful day. Is that done? Is that done? Oh my God, that's her.
Again. You wanna dance?
papa, me escondí un papa.
Tell me what you want from me.
Wanna see you happy even if it's not with me.
Take a look at what you see.
Girl, I can tell you it's meant for me.
Tell me what you want from me.
Wanna see you happy even if it's not with me.
Don't stop, don't stop. Real eyes, down, stop, down, down, drop, waistline. Your truth, my truth, and the truth. People say one thing and do another. We call them hypocrites. This is Queenie Fama, the truth terror. And that's what I look for. I look for the truth. Join me on Sunday on Blog Talk Radio at 6 p.m. That's Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/ Queen-Ifama. I look forward to seeing you 6 p.m. on Sundays. Come join me. Let's get it down to the butt naked truth. Hotep, everybody.
I just want to tell the truth. The truth. The truth.
Yo, what up, man? It's your boy Joe Dodd from Atlanta Hawk. Chilling with Dawn Nicole Young and TheHeat.com. Holla at your boy. Later.
What it do, y'all? It's the girl Rashida. You know I'm holding it down for Don Nicoleone.
This is your boy Versa, and chilling right here with Don Nicoleone for IndieHeat.com. Make sure you check it out. Keep it locked and loaded. Yeah.
Yo, what up, y'all? Jermaine Dupri, you watch it in the heat.com with my homegirl Dawn Nicoleon. You heard? Yeah.
Oh, this is KC Gift and I'm chilling with in the heat.com Dawn Nicoleon.
Oh, beat banger, you watching in the heat.com with Dawn Nicoleon.
What's up? This is Derek J with in the heat.com Dawn Nicoleon. Ladies and gentlemen, you're now tuning into the very best. I'm yours truly, Jazzy Finzel Burgundy, Obama Luther King Jr., Jackson 5 the first, and you watching IndieHeat.com. Hey, therefore I'll never be deprived of a famous name, will I? Oh boy!
Yo, this Jagged Edge, we putting it down with IndieHeat.com. Keep it locked right there.
Hey, what up, that's your girl Vivica Fox, and you are watching and listening to my girl on IndieHeat.com, Dawn Nicoleon. You're tuning into IndieHeat.com. This is Princess saying peace and love and dream. Keep dreaming. Dream big.
Shoot. Man, I told you, IndieHeat. Dawn Nicoleon.
WGAG Radio, baby. Blog Talk, Dawn Nicoleon Show. Please believe it.
You already know. That's star power, man. You know, only... We're so ATL, man, right now. You know what I mean? You figure deal me?
All Eyes on Egypt presents Friday's Ramesses Social Night, a private affair. Enjoy a night of networking in an exclusive, intimate atmosphere. Get to know some of the most successful and dynamic group of leaders, business owners, entrepreneurs, presidents, and CEOs. Be amongst the most progressive, successful movers and shakers in Newark. Cocktails start at 9 p.m. at All Eyes on Egypt, 145 South Warren Street, Monticello, Georgia, 31064. You must RSVP to attend at rsvp.rsm@gmail.com.
Are you tired of paying broadcast stations for a 30-second advertisement that costs the amount of our car payment? I don't know about you, but I am. They got you on a corner of Dubai Street and can't get it right. I advertise with Georgia Gossip Radio. I had so much traffic coming to my website, I thought it was rush hour. Next time, advertise. With
George. Hi, this is Mitch Henry, introducing to you the most exciting news for all you independent artists, musicians, and even authors. We are IndieHeat.com, and we want to make your dreams and ambitions a reality. Start submitting your material now to IndieHeat.com before everyone knows about this limited time offer. Your submissions are half off. That's right, half off the regular price. So pick up the phone and call us now. Start making money on your material. You deserve it. At IndieHeat.com, you're just a click away from a hit.
I'm out in the street.
Yo, get ready for the hardest mixtape of the year. David Blaine, R&B, straight drop, brought to you by Trapaholic Mixtape. This mixtape features Waka Flocka, Gucci Mane,
and Jada Juice Man,
Kai, Jack Moon, 5020 Gimp, Sick as Jane, and more. Be on the lookout for On Fire. I'm getting to the paper. Believe it, Lance Up. Available on Live Mixtape.
It like the best to ever do it. Them other ones work it, but they ain't getting into it. You got them heels on, laced up and juicy, mixed up fingernails. Let me see if you can bop, bop, bounce to the beat. You see me in a white tux, but I keep it street. You want me to spin, but no problem for me. But what kind of head game comes with what I
has returned with a show that's on fire, with hot topics and real answers to life's questions, and providing healing for your soul. It's the all-new Dawn Nicoleon Show, podcasting live weekdays at noon, Eastern Standard Time, on WGAG.
Yes, 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 it is I, Dawn Nicoleon. Welcome everybody to the Dawn Nicoleon Show. You know, already know how we do it. Yep, yep, yep. We podcast live weekdays, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/WGAG-radio. Georgia Gossip, IndieHeat.com. Also, don't forget, today is the day. Tune in to Left Blank at 10 p.m. with your host, Jali Ali. You already know the infamous Jali Ali. Again, that show comes on at 10 p.m. tonight. Left Blizzake. Hey, do me a favor, though. Everybody in the building. Can you be quiet on the set, please? I'm sorry, we're filming here today. This is so incredible. I want to give a special shout out to everybody that's in attendance live, listening live all around the Rizzurld on the Don Nicoleon Show, and a very special shout out to everybody in the chat room and also those that's in the upper room on GeorgiaGossip.com. Please. And just do me a favor, man. Touch yourself, feel yourself, see that you are alive. It's real. It's real, baby. It's the real. It's the real deal. Pretty funny. It's real, shouty. All this stuff is real, baby. It's real. Hey, sweetheart. I see you, sweetheart. I hope everything went well today for you. Well, for us. Anything happens to you, it happens to me, too. We are all a reflection of each other. Yes, indeed. It's very important that when we look at someone, we are really looking at ourselves. When someone is going through something, it is also us that's going through it. This is what we call that each one and every last one of us are connected to each other, whether we know it or not. It's all about a spiritual and physical connection for all of humanity. Yes. Hey, I do want to give a special shout out to everybody that also participated in the trial yesterday on the Don Nicoleon Show public trial hearing, and special shout out to Jolly Ali, the winner of the case. She did an excellent freaking job, and also Mazzani, the one and only Judge Mazzani, was in attendance on the Don Nicoleon Show, took the time out for 2 days straight to oversee this case. And special shout out to her. Also special shout out to Humanoid Radio, Rodney Walker. I hope all three of you guys are having a wonderful, magnificent day and will continue to have a grand, glorious life with yourselves and your families. God bless you and heaven shine upon all you guys. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, this is Don Nicoleon now. You already know how we do it. I got the news coming up next, man. It's been a long time, boy. It's been a long time, you know. Producers of the show, you know, got on me and was like, look, man, you ain't been doing the news. Sometimes you don't know if people want to hear what you got to say about the news. You feel me? Y'all got news? Go ahead and goddamn put that thing on in the chat room, and I will decipher it for you because that's what I'm good at. You feel me? If I feel like it. Put it in the chat room. But I got the news coming up next, man. We'll be right back, man. You already know, man. And two, we'll be right back. Two and two.
What's happening, everybody? This is Music Soul Child, and as you can see, right now I'm chilling with Don Nicoleon. Y'all keep it locked. IndieHeat.com.
Yes, let's dance. It's music time. Back like we never left. You might as well put on your good outfit tonight.
Track. I won't ever slip, I'll give you the facts. There will never be an ending to this dispute, whether or not I'm telling the truth, cause I am, and I ain't got a thing to hide, no, despite my reputation.
Every
Let me clear my throat. Slippers in the road while we on that boat. Matching APs, yeah, that sound dope. Came from Aspen, we riding in the Aspen. Martin, baby, with the Margiela truck. Don't worry about it, cause I need a small buck. Like 5 minutes, I can have your superstar status. 10 minutes, I can have your global status. On the Bone Express, don't worry about nothing, I got your rest. And that upper dude is old now. Let the music take your soul, child.
To the Don Nicoleone Show. You already know how we do it. That was music. Believe it. Album in store. Go up, album come out in stores on May 3rd. Y'all make sure y'all cop that music in the magic, my niggas. Yeah. I'm loving it. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the whole thing. You feel me? That song is anything. You know what I'm saying? You can catch that. Get that on iTunes. Get all that good stuff. Get it. Man, I got the news, man. I don't even know why I'm gonna talk about the news, cause really ain't basically going on, but the same old goddamn shit. The only thing different in regards to, I mean, there's nothing changed in politics. Let me put that on record. All they are is just bored as hell, so they keep creating different goddamn scenarios and scenes and reliving the same shit that happened either 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, or 40 years ago. It's the same goddamn gone shit. Can you say shit on the radio? Oh, okay. So, you know, like, what the hell I'm going to talk about with the news, man? Other than the Scott sisters, the update that the governor would not pardon them, and, of course, that came out, you know, goddamn April 2nd. You feel me? So, you know, I mean, I've just got back from Space Island, basically. You know, I'm not, that ain't what I'm going to say about the news. Flavor Flav also denies employees' checks bouncing. If y'all are familiar with that particular story, when he opened up his little chicken restaurant, at the end of the day, people made complaints saying they weren't getting paid. So Flavor Flav has denied the reports that his fried chicken restaurant has given bounce checks to his employees. As previously reported, two former employees told the local TV news outlet, WQAD Channel 8, that their paychecks from Flavor Flav's chicken are bouncing. The two employees stated that they are owed 3 weeks of back pay for Flavor Flav and the chicken spot's co-owner, Nick Cimino. Flavor Flav denied the allegations to WQAD and claimed the information came from disgruntled employees. He says it's not true information, first of all. And second of all, maybe these are people that are just jealous of me being here and probably want to see me out. Come on now, Flav. Which one is it? Are they disgruntled employees or are they just jealous of you, nigga? Which one is it, homeboy? Boy! Come on now. Stop lying, nigga. That shit bounce, nigga. Come on. Y'all just ain't get that money in that thing right. You know what I'm saying? First of all, I don't think you should work for a crackhead. Anybody is stupid enough to work for a crackhead, that's your fault, your shit bounce. Put that on record. He's a crackhead. He's a drug addict. Like, who the fuck works for drug addicts other than regular normal people for corporations that are headed by drug addicts, like the government and shit? Like, seriously, who the fuck does that? If I'm going to work for a drug addict, I'm going to work for Coca-Cola, Lay's potato chips or the goddamn government or some shit. If I'm gonna work for drug addicts, okay, let's put that on record. One employee did say that her check was only $150, but the bank refused to cash it. All right, because the funds were allegedly unavailable. Moving right along, of course, the police report is out. It's on GeorgiaGossip.com front page for Mr. C, DJ Mr. C, if I'm sure y'all familiar with him. Caught with, I don't even like to read stories like this for some reason. But, you know, with that tranny situation that he was with, it's on the front page. Y'all want to see what he looked like, the tranny and all that other stuff. Be my guest. Enjoy it. Look at it. You know, enjoy. All right. But the criminal complaint was filed by the arresting officer in the Mr. C sex scandal has been leaked by thesmokinggun.com. The report reveals in graphic details the compromising position that Mr. C was allegedly in at the time of the arrest. What do y'all think what position he was in? Lord Jesus, that's just disgusting. According to the complaint, Mr. C, born Calvin LeBron, and Lawrence Campbell, who XXLMag.com claims go by the name Brooke Lynn Pink Lady on Facebook, was arrested at 3:55 a.m. in the morning, not 4:05 p.m. As previously reported, near the Holland Tunnel in Manhattan at the corner of Watts and West Streets on March 30th. The complaint says that the arresting officer observed Campbell manipulating defendant LeBron's exposed, naked, and erect penis with defendant Campbell's mouth and lips in and up and down motion consistent with oral sex. If you want to read more on that story, go to GeorgiaGossip.com. I can't go on more with this. This is some crazy shit. At the end of the day, I mean, shit, I guess we could, what do you say? You know, like, do you put yourself in the black category because he's a black man that's gay and got caught in a compromising position with another black man, and he's a DJ, and I mean, do we say black at this? When is a good time to leave black out of certain situations and just deal with people based on their actions is the question for the Donna Colleon show today, because this is a little too much. You know, I mean, if anybody calls in and say that's the problem, they turn it all black. People get like, no, there's a time when we use all black people, and I think we should start to discriminate when we use all black people, and I think we should use all black people when it's in terms of good consciousness behavior. Now, if there is one person who happens to be black on their birth certificate or African-American that does some real fucked up, inhumoral shit, then we just say that cracker in the form of black skin did some foul shit. How about that? Can we start saying shit like that? You feel me? We got to be careful. I think we have to be careful, you know, at this point, because this shit here is getting crazy as a motherfucker. Let's see what Butterfly 720 put in. She got something at Dr. C. Moore with camera peel. Here's one for you. Thank you. All right, let's see what she got. This article actually came out in 2003, December 2nd, but it's okay. Basically, we'll read it anyway because you did volunteer to give us an article, December 2nd, 2003. In Iowa, doctors have used small cameras on snaking tubes for years to check patients' intestinal troubles. These days, they're asking some patients to swallow the entire camera. Wow. With a single pill loaded with technology similar to a digital camera, doctors can view more than 50,000 still images captured during the trip through the final 20 feet of the small intestine that previously was visible only on x-rays. That is tremaculously incredible. Just in case y'all didn't get that, that is, y'all like that new word, tremaculously. Everybody say it together, count three, one, two, three, tremaculously. Yes, that is tremendously incredible. I have the right to create my own goddamn words. Just let me put that on record. If you don't like it because you as not a creator such as myself, that's your business. You just inadequate. I don't go into the call line. That was enough. I done read enough of the news. We got some white guy in the form of black skin, you know, just doing real sick stuff these days. And no, sweetheart, no. I'm a monk. I don't eat. I'm a monk today. All right, come on in. The one and only, y'all please give it up for Pretty Brown Eyes. I'm officially a monk. I've changed my religion. I'm a monk. Monks don't get in trouble. Christian, Muslims, Jews, Hebrews, Moors, and get that shit off my desk. What you don't understand? No, if you're trying to go to the bathroom, you take that with you. I don't give a damn what you're trying to throw away, but you don't bring it here. That's the rules. Thank you. How you doing, Pretty Brown Eyes? Excuse me. This is, they filming a reality show, so they want to see me do a whole bunch of stuff. So, you know, right. I decided to make it more interesting for them to realize how I actually put the cat back in the back. Man, how you going to carry two things? Warrior, man, you act like you ain't got no sense, man. You act like these people on Blog Talk. You act like you got some sense. It don't make no sense. Like, what are you doing? Look at the grind report in the building, boy. Grind report got fame on the show. Yeah. Grind report that got fame. Grind report come in like, yeah, y'all been talking about me. Y'all been saying my name about 1,000 times for 2 days straight. Here I am. In the building. What's up? What's good, Pretty Brown Eyes? This is the Don Nicole Young Show. Can I ask you a question, though, before you ask me your question?
Of course.
Do you think that it's safe? I was about to make a new word called safe, meaning fair to say. So it's called safe. You feel me? Fair to say. Do you think that it's safe to for us to be a little bit more conscious on when we use, you know, the black word? In regards to certain people or incidents that goes on in the news, you know, and it's in a bad light, do you think that we should be more conscious in when to use the black word?
Well, what other word are we going to use?
White guy in black skin or white woman in black skin.
I like that.
So when there's some foul shit that goes on in the news, and that person appears to be like you in far as on record in your birth certificate or some old shit, then you would want to say that white man in black skin, did you hear what happened?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so we should be more conscious of the words we use. Yeah, I agree.
I'm talking about as far as the black word.
I know, yeah. We should be a lot more conscious when we use, yes.
Right, because, I mean, I'm serious about that for real, because some of this shit does not apply to us. I'm just putting that on record.
You're talking about
it
the
Mississippi,
right?
So when we start having conversations, let's say that the majority of, I'm sorry, y'all going to be mad about this one. When y'all say the majority of black men are in jail, then I'm going to have to make a conscious
mm-mm.
awareness decision and say the majority of white men in black skin are in jail. Does that make sense? Okay. And so when we say, look, Jay Real don't even know who the hell I am. Look, you say I'm so good, I can, he's probably talking about you, Pretty. Yeah, okay, Pretty does sound. Pretty does sound, and y'all some very sick. See, that guy in the chat room, he's a white guy in black skin. He's vibrating on a low density level, and he thinks that everything that's associated with a voice is dealing with the sex force. This is sickness. That guy is a white guy in black skin, I guarantee you. The J Real. Yeah, he's a white guy in black skin. Yeah. You have to be very mindful. I mean, I'm going to start calling everybody out. I'm going to start to point everybody out to who everybody
hey,
is.
That.
I'm telling you, you do something that is associated with Caucasian behavior, you are a Caucasian in black skin. I'm going to put that on record right now. Yep, that's my new frame of thinking because I'm not going to classify all black people because
right.
black people are humble. All black people are righteous. All black people are strong and mighty and fucking powerful and is the chosen people to rule the world. So you just got some that's in black skin that's advocating the Caucasian's way of life. So, yeah, I just called you. Yes, I did, J-Real. And let me explain why I did it. Because, first of all, the only people that are not conscious on this planet on what they say, Caucasian people that's in black skin.
Yeah, right about that.
Y'all are not conscious. Y'all are not conscious. So when you hear a woman's voice, why do you equate it as sexy? That is the white man mentality that has incarnated in your black ass, okay? Because that's what their job is to sell you niggas on sex. You hear something, how the fuck is that sexy? Where you hear the tones of sexy? Nothing sexable came out of her. And write that down. That's a new goddamn word I just
sexable,
made up. Sexable.
Yeah.
Please believe it. Please, I can do shit like that because I'm black. Black creates. Caucasian and black skin imitates and emulates and copies and duplicates, okay? Don't talk a cash shit today.
Right.
He said, because I'm a pervert. That is why. And yes, and all perverts are Caucasians and black skin.
Wow.
All right, what you got for me, though? Let's move on. How you doing?
I'm pretty great.
I mean, y'all better get your mind, y'all better vibrate a little bit higher, you understand?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I don't want to sound like, even though I am, I just play one, you know, in real life, but a scientist. But I really don't want to give you scientific information that could hopefully help you in life. I'm not here to do that for you guys anymore. You should know by now. You should know how to act. You guys should know how to act, period. All right? The planet is going through a transition. Of course, we already know that, and so are so many other beings. We are still in the era of the opening mouth ceremony. Don't make me go there. So you got to be conscious of your thoughts at this time because this year here, because remember, to be conscious of your thoughts, that means you're conscious on whether or not you're going to say some shit you thought or you're going to do some shit you thought without even analyzing the goddamn thought first. That's what I'm talking about. Analyze your thoughts first. I think that shit is so goddoggone important. Analyze your thought first because
oh, hell
it is the
yeah.
opening of the mouth ceremony.
Oh, hell yeah. People be scared to think for some reason. I'm still rolling with that.
Yeah. If you analyze your thoughts, he said, this is a damn lie. You ain't no damn scientist. I'm sorry. You, my good white guy, pretending to be a black guy,
oh, Lord.
Is certainly a liar because I am a scientist. Okay? Now, let's move on. What you got?
Whatever.
Wow. L. Willis finally comes out of the little box in the chat room and says, a little white man lives in your little Negro mind. Yes, he got it. He got it. He got it. Somebody got it.
A little white man lives in your mind.
That little man in your head. He happens to be Caucasian. Caucasians vibrate on a very low density level because they are actually 6 ether. Let me just put that on record.
Right.
And there are black people that are in the form of black skin, but they are still 6 ether beings. They vibrate on a very low density level. And to get everybody vibrating on person, places, things, sex, I swear to God, that's what's going to take off the planet. Sex is selling right now. Sex is in every goddamn thing. It's in a bag of potato chips. They make fucking Lay's chips look sexy. They make a Coca-Cola goddamn commercial look sexy. Do you understand how this shit go?
Oh, man.
It's a sex force, and people can't control it.
So if white people in black skin are vibrating on a 6 ether density level, like, is it even possible for them to raise their vibrations up, or are they just...
No, the problem, here's what we messed up at, right? We, you know, and I said this before, the only problem that they got us all confused with is that we think that because you are black, we are part of one particular race, and let's say that's called the black race.
Right.
And because you are Caucasian, you are part of that particular race called the white race. And because you are this Asian, you are part of this, and because you are that, you know, and they put us all in this thing based on our outer composition and not our nature and our species. Because if you look at the Mongoloid race, all Mongoloids look alike, be it a Caucasian, a black, or an Asian Mongoloid. They all look alike, right?
Okay.
People who have Down syndrome.
Gotcha.
Is what I'm talking about. Don't they all favor?
Yeah, they do.
And they should be the Mongoloid race, the Down syndrome race.
Right. You're right, yeah. I
you know what I'm saying? If they're gonna base it on features and hair textures and all that other shit, then base everyone with Down syndrome, because they all of them look identical. They look like goddamn twins and triplets and quadruplets and millionlets and shit. That's a new word. Write that down, millionlets. So then start to classify. But what messed it up is that, you know, we are not a race of people. We are a race by nature.
Absolutely.
So according to your nature is where you belong. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And I've said that many a times. Like, you know, that's why people, niggas, fool themselves and thinking because a person is black, it's safe to eat dinner with them.
Oh, hell no.
No, you got to start to look at people's nature. The nature of a person. Don't bring them over for dinner yet until you know their nature. And it may take a year to know that shit, so don't bring their ass over for dinner yet.
You're right about that.
Madison Radio says, Don, kick J. Real out the chair. I love J. Real. I can't kick him out. Don loves the white man in black skin. Nah, J. Real, my boy, you know I can't do J. Real like that. He always treat me like a guest and keeps me on the porch at his house and never let me in on his show. So, you know, shit, the feeling is mutual. He don't kick me off his porch, so I won't kick him off mine. You know, and I don't do no white man shit. To me, kicking people out my chat rooms and shit, that's the white man do shit like that. You know, I don't do shit like that. Okay, that's that Caucasian mentality. You know, J. Real is not offending me because I'm not a human. I don't get emotional over a few things. I do get emotional when I know when, but I turn it on and off because I know how to properly channel my shit.
Absolutely.
But I don't take this shit serious, you understand? And J. Real don't either. I mean, he's a real type of, you know, he's a personality. You know, he's a radio personality. I'm a radio personality. If it came where we would meet each other as what our nature is, I probably would slice his goddamn throat. But it's a little bit different because he's a personality. He's a radio personality, and so am I, so we can move on. And I love his radio personality, even though he's corny like white people, but I love him.
Oh, no.
He has corny jokes and shit. He has a whole corny panel on his show. They just corny as hell. They ain't shit until I show up. I have to activate them to get some soul in them when I pop up on their show and shit.
Oh, my God.
They have a corny show. Give it up for the J. Real show, though. I'm telling you, though, awesome show for real. Don is Awesome show. I love the J. Real show. I wish I can catch it often, him on it often. I just don't like them other shows that be on this shit because it's boring as hell. I only like it when J. Real is on and when that dude right here in the chat room fucking with us. I like when he is on
and not
them other chicks. Them other chicks are boring. They suck. I can't even follow that. You feel me? I can't even follow that. I mean, some people just can't do it. I don't know what the hell it is. I don't know. I don't know. But I know he got money. I know J. Real got money. I know he got money. He got his own network on Blog Talk. That nigga got money. I I know. I know. $2,000 is not a lot of money. All he did was got with about 15 people, and they put in $10. They put in $20 and shit. 20 people, like, nigga, I need to get 20 people to pay for my yearly network broadcast bill. Okay, that's enough. All right, let me be positive, because this is positive. We love each other. We're going to treat each other right from this point on. Go ahead, Dalik. I mean, go ahead, pretty. Yeah, we about to get into the 1 o'clock hour, so y'all get ready for this one.
I was just asking about, you know, and all that. That's what I was asking about.
I guess people thought that we was going to have court again today. No, nigga, that ain't happening.
We back to real life, yeah. We back to... You did a great job. It was very interesting yesterday. Very excellent. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, what you got for us today, though? Let's just, because we're about to get into the 1 o'clock hour, and you already know how we do it, temper, rare, flares, and emotions, or sometimes it's just, we could just, you know, keep it 100.
As long as people keep thinking that, you know, you have to lead with your emotions, I mean, they're going to be fucked anyway.
Well, that's not the point of the 1 o'clock hour. I was just saying, you know, I mean, this is an emotional picture association. You feel me?
What?
This is an emotional picture association. You feel me?
Yeah.
I mean, I just want to say, man, I lost a lot of people during the Don Nicolion show, you feel me, whom I always love to see, you feel me? I lost a lot of people. Maybe it's because that's the shaking of the tree. Maybe you got to shake a little bit, see how many motherfuckers can hold on, you feel me? It's all part of it. But I lost people who I really, you know, considered, you know, family, you feel me? You know, like cyberspace family and shit.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
But I keep thinking, and you know, and I think you and I had this conversation before, that we keep thinking that people are like us, and they really
not. Yeah.
You know, and so I sincerely be looking for a motherfucker like me on the planet.
Right.
And I search far and wide, and I still haven't found a motherfucker like me, except when there's a reflection on the wall, a.k.a. mirror. And then
right.
I say, damn, there's another one. Yeah, there I am. You know, but that's it. I mean, we always looking for someone to be similar to us, you know. But, you know, I ain't found a motherfucker like me yet, you know what I'm saying, who don't take shit personal, in a sense. Who understand that there's a formula to every goddamn thing on this goddamn planet, and shit is not to be actually taken that goddamn serious, because
right.
It's real simple, and it ain't that deep.
It's not that deep.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't that goddamn deep, but I have not yet to find that, you know, to find a motherfucker who know how to shake the shit off. Shake that shit off. Let's keep it pushing.
I agree.
We got shit to do. The fuck? Put your emotions in your goddamn pocket. And I say it again, if you have not channeled your fucking emotions, you know, if you ain't been able to channel your fucking emotions properly, there is no goddamn need to even enjoy Don Nicolion's show, her mindset, or any fucking thing on this goddamn from 12 to goddamn 3 p.m. if you ain't figured out how to channel your emotions properly, because it will piss you the fuck off, and then you, goddamn it, don't show back up no more. That's your business. But goddamn, channel your fucking emotions. Put your emotions in your fucking pocket.
You're right about that.
Because it ain't that goddamn deep. But, again, what up, Fireliners? She's back. Fireliners, that my girl there. I don't think Fireliners are so goddamn bad so many goddamn times, but Fireliners is me. She's real.
Right.
You know, Fireliners don't give a fuck. Fireliners like, look here, nigga, I'm just passing through. She really want reparations, though. She's trying to figure out which show got the reparations. Jenna Fox says, I used to sometimes wish I could clone myself. So true. I know what you're saying all too well. Certainly, Jenna. But the only thing about the clone is that they could never have your true essence. That's the only thing about it. They'll look like you. and then, from what I understand about cloning is that they don't have all the memory as you have. But they wouldn't have your true essence any goddamn way. So, shit. They wouldn't have your morals. They wouldn't have shit. They'd just be a fucking empty vessel looking like you walking around the planet, getting a job, having children, or whatever the fuck they goddamn do, getting married, doing stupid shit. This, all this, that's what your clones are here to do. Your clones are here to remove you. And a lot of us do have clones, by the way, that favors us. But you cannot clone the essence of a person. That's one thing that they have not been able to do is clone the essence of a person, their true fucking nature. You can't clone that. That's some shit that's patent already. They can't take it. They can't figure out the true essence of a person. That's why I think it was Jimmy Carter or Jimmy Carter's wife or somebody close to him knew that Jimmy Carter was a clone because his true essence was not in that goddamn motherfucking shell that they cloned. You know, that's the only thing about clones, you know. So you fuck around and run, you know, they done already cloned us since the day, you know, they took your blood from the day they goddamn your mama, you know, if she gave birth to you in the hospital and all that other shit from about right. The time you need to go to the doctor and they sending your blood out to the lab just because you may have a bladder fucking infection or some old shit. They cloning. Mm-hmm. They cloning. That's, I don't give my blood to none of these motherfuckers.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
You know, like, I mean, who the fuck? Well, I don't want to look at another bitch that look like me, but the hoe ain't me. Fuck I look like. And then this bitch go out and get a fucking job and do all that stupid slave shit. Who got time for that shit? I'll kick her ass if I see her. See a bitch looking like me, goddamn with a McDonald's uniform on. I would slice that bitch throat. Uh-huh. Bitch, you giving me a bad name, ho. 281, come on in. 808, you're on the air. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hi, is this Don Nicoleon?
No, it's not. Don Nicoleon is not here today. This is...
This is the undercover brother, Jay Ryle. How are you?
Well, how are you? Did you have any mayonnaise on your sandwich today?
You know what? You go to hell. You don't sit here and call me a damn white dude undercover. Ah, the hell with your ass, Negro. The hell with your ass. White dudes don't talk like me, man. She called me a white dude. Oh, Lord have mercy. How the hell are you, Don?
I'm doing great. How the hell are you, Jay?
I'm doing outstanding. Hey, do you have your glasses on right now? Because I know your cool ass got them shades on, don't you?
Actually, I have on my Brainy Smurf glasses. I switch up on you niggas.
What the hell is this you talking about, a clone? Who wants to clone your ass?
Exactly. They better not. Because I'm taking them out.
You're talking about cloning somebody. What you talking about, girl? What's up with that?
See, like I said, he's a white guy. He's been brainwashed. Where's my boy at? My boy, L. Willis. Is that his name, L. Willis? You're right.
Yeah.
Put it in the chat room again, L. Put it in the chat room again. He's a mentally dead white guy in black skin. He has no mentality. He has no knowledge of self. He doesn't even know what cloning is. I bet you he don't even believe it.
Hey, go to hell. Hey, pretty brown-ass girl, how you doing, baby?
I'm well, and you?
I'm doing outstanding. Thank you so much for saying hi to me.
Just like a white guy. I always want a black woman to speak to him. This is bullshit.
You're just like a white guy.
Speak to me, black woman. Speak. Speak to my heart, Lord.
You're getting on my damn nerves now. How about
that?
Go to hell. You my baby, though. You know I love you. I love me some Don Nicoleon.
You better. All white men in black skin love Don Nicoleon. Yeah. No, but give us real quick now. You got a show coming on today? Your show come on today?
It's tonight, sweetheart. Yes.
Time tonight?
7:30 p.m., girl, Central Standard Time. We have Nikki Carr coming on tonight. So
who the hell is that?
Nikki Carr is a comedian that's appeared on BET. She's been on Martin Lawrence's First Amendment stand-up. She has this thing called the Fat Girls Anthem, which everyone supposedly is famous for. Yes, she's big as hell.
Oh, shit.
What? She is.
Uh-uh.
She is. but she clowns. But she's going to be on the
like
I know I said she'll be on the
night. I've never heard of her. I don't even know her. I never knew. I don't even know her. Okay.
Yeah, well, I didn't either until she came on the show.
What show did she come on?
Well, no, I'm saying I didn't know who she was until we did research for her to come on tonight. But now when I did research on it, she's been on a lot of shows. So, hey, you know, we'll see.
I mean, who gave you the thought to do Nikki Carr? What's her name again?
Nikki Carr, Mr. L.E.S., Blame His Black Ass.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Is that the white guy on your show, Mr. Elias?
I don't have any. I have on my show is the guy that comes on Saturday, Ernest. He's white.
Yeah,
he's
okay. I knew.
Dude,
I knew
too.
Ernest. I could feel that from him. I could sense, you know, when he speaks, it's dead air, you know, and y'all have to liven it up, give it more soul. So I knew there was a difference. But you can't, that's why you're laughing, because you know it's the truth. When Caucasians speak, they say it's dead air. I'm serious. I mean, that's not a racist statement. That's a scientific statement. It's dead air. Even Neil Bortz, but I like to be entertained by Neil Bortz, you know, at times, depending on what he's talking about.
Who the hell is that?
It's dead air. All of them dead air. It's all every last one of them dead air.
So you see, no white people will be working for your ass anytime soon.
Well, actually, I have a white girl work for me at my store because you know dead people come in here to shop. So dead air speaks to dead people.
Oh,
you know, because I got too much soul in my voice. So, yeah, I have a little pretty little blonde hair, blue-eyed puppy, German Shepherd.
You know what? See, there it is.
I mean, she knows she is, you know. And also, you know, like, I'm going to be honest with you now. In this town, I really love the town that I'm in because these Caucasians, they know they're dead. They admit that they're dead. They know they're dogs. They admit that they're dogs. That's why I'm okay with that. As long as you admit that you are a dog, then we can roll. Like this one chick who was my daughter's seventh grade teacher. You know what she said to me? I swear to God.
What she said?
I know I'm that Canaanite woman Jesus called the dog.
Oh, yeah?
She said that shit. And I said, yes, you are.
Wow.
I mean, I love it. I mean, but they know that I know. So
yeah.
That's why, because I got this big-ass store that says All Eyes on Egypt. It's affiliated with the Supreme Grand Master Teacher, Dr. Malachi Z. York, who, goddamn it, told us everything about these motherfuckers as a scientist and told us about ourselves and the universe and different planets that they ain't told y'all niggas yet. So at the end of the goddamn day, they already knew I fucking knew them, so they just wanted to put on records to me that, listen, we know what we are, okay? We know. You know what I'm saying? Fireliner said it too, because Fireliner is my clone. Fireliner says, why is that shocking? They do the same thing to us. Exactly.
Fight the power.
You know? No, but, you know, so, okay, but back to Nikki. So, you know, like, y'all ask some boring interview questions. Are y'all going to, like, spruce it up, or do she have to take over your show to talk?
I don't have nothing more. We don't have no interview.
Why you don't bring me on your show? Why you don't interview me?
Why don't you come next week and interview your ass and see what we get? You talked about all the handicapped people. I got emails still from you talking crap about handicapped people.
And your hating ass won't say you want to hear her talk more about it. Tune in at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. You're a fucking hater. I give you a plug every time on my show. You don't even send them a reply mail telling them, hey, you can listen to Don 12 noon.
Fair enough. You got me. Fair enough. I will do that from now on. I promise, Your Highness.
Okay.
I will do that in the call out.
And I never get rid of you. I wait till you get rid of yourself on my show. You get rid of me on your show.
You are lying. Why are you lying to your listeners like this? You are a liar. Liar, pants on fire. You get rid of yourself. Don't even try it.
Okay, like I said, did I not just prove my point, white guy and black skin? What grown ass man in his 50s start to sing a nursery rhyme? What grown nigga in his 50s start to regret that?
Oh, she called me 50. Oh, you lying ass heifer. I ain't no damn 50 years old. No, here we tried.
Oh.
Now, I tell you what, you come on Wednesday, I'm going to put a huge thing. Let me ask you something. Do you like the way BTR changed that damn page? I think that crap is ugly as hell.
What page? That first of all, let me put this on record. Listen, white guy, black guy, you're not going to get me on this whole band of BTR. Personally, that's BTR business. I don't give a damn what BTR do. BTR can put your face on the front page, and we have to find our own show. It wouldn't even matter to me. I'm not a BTR. Who the fuck is BTR anyway? Excuse me? Can you tell me?
Look here. I don't know who the hell they are. Don't get me involved with it. I ain't got.
I mean, what did they do? What did I miss? Because I never go on their front page. Honestly, I always my shit is linked straight to my page. Everything is linked to my page. So when I click on it, it's me. I look at.
I
didn't even know that they featured me as one of the supreme grand hosts of Blog Talk Radio. Like, I didn't even know that. I got a call. Somebody had to tell me because I'm always going to my page.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. Well, they changed it. That's for damn sure. If people that's in the chat room right now, all they see is your big-ass picture. As soon as you get in there you go, smiling. But they changed it. The whole page has changed. It's crazy. I don't like it.
Are you talking about the front page?
Yeah. All your videos, all that shit you have on your page, it's gone. It's not there.
Are you serious?
As a heart attack. You have to hit a down bar, and then it'll show you all that crap. Man, it looks like
garbage. Wait a minute. I'm going now. Okay, what am I supposed to do? Go to my page?
Go to your page. Go to look your show.
Oh, they did change it.
I told your ass, it's gone. All that's gone. All the fabulous interviews you've been doing, they got to go find that mess now. It ain't just sitting there.
Where they got to find it at?
I think they stole the bottom and hit a little down key, and then it'll pop up. It's a collapsible field.
Oh, it says show extras.
Well, yeah, but that's some bull crap.
That's what it says, show extras.
Yeah,
I like it better like that. But the thing about it is, where is, it doesn't show all, and then it says read more. Like, are you serious?
Told you, white people. I had nothing to do with it because I'm not white.
What the fuck?
See? Look, I didn't mean to disrupt your stuff, girl. She mad now. What the hell did I do to my show page?
Who, me? Oh, no, yeah. No, I don't care two shits about that. Like, I mean.
Oh, okay.
Frankly, my dear Watson, none of this shit bothers me. I could give two shits, you feel me? And I'm going to tell you how I work. I'm going to explain how I work. If I'm in your goddamn house and you tell me I can motherfucking decorate a room in your shit, and next thing I know I come back to that room and your ass motherfucking changed the goddamn decor, nigga, I'm in your fucking house. You feel me? Ain't shit. I mean, what the fuck I'm going to get pissed off about? This your shit. This your shit.
You say it's the content that matters. It don't matter what it look like as long as they get chance to hear your voice. Everything.
That's not what I said. You don't listen.
I said it's they shit.
Like, how the fuck I'm going to get emotional and I'm in somebody else's house, even though they was like, hey, decorate it the way you want to. You know, I don't give a fuck about that shit. That's why people need to respect when you're in somebody else's house. You just got to respect that shit until you get your own shit. You know, you got to respect that shit. For real, right, you know, you got to respect that. We are in somebody else's shit. The same way we in somebody else's fucking law, their system, and their government, and the way they do their business, is whether it's right or wrong, goddamn it, we got to respect that shit. Ain't no need to get emotional over that shit.
You have an excellent point. You're right. You're right. Why bitch and complain about it? You can't do nothing about it. If you want to do it your way, go get your own mess. I'm with you. All right.
Yeah.
You know, girl. Shit.
I mean, shit. At the end of the goddamn day, I mean, it's they shit. You know, let me just put on record, though, if BTR is ran by the media technicians or website designers and they are Caucasians, I tell you what, they can't see shit. They got a bad eye in decorating. They can't see color. I'll just put that on record. If they did, now if it's some niggas did that shit, I say fire every last one of them coons. But if the web designers, the new people that did the facelift on this shit, they blind as a bat. They have no decor skills. It sucks. They need to fucking go back to, goddamn it, design on a dime or some shit and get this shit back right, because this shit here look like garbage. It's like some shit I did on my goddamn website.
She said design on the dime. What the hell is
Yeah, that shit garbage. I'm just saying, shit. This shit look like this goddamn garbage. It's garbage.
Yeah, it is.
It looks garbage. It looks like some shit I fucking did. Maybe they downsized. What do you think? Because they can't afford gas to get to work, they decided to let a few motherfuckers go. Hired a couple of niggas on the model bus to motherfucking design they shit or something.
Oh,
I'm asking, cause maybe they did.
Oh, this girl crazy.
I'm just asking. They had to do some shit because that's some old shit that goddamn I can fucking do. That look like my goddamn website. Shit. That shit look like goddamn a motherfucker said they could do it and fucked it up.
Oh, damn. You crazy. You
I'm serious.
Crazy.
But I'm saying, you know, you got to give everybody a chance one day in life. So you're the inadequate motherfuckers that can't see color. Can't see a straight line. Let them do your website. The fuck is that shit? They got to be cutting down. Maybe they left it in the hands of niggas this time. Because Caucasians are getting the fuck out of here. Those that made a whole bunch of money, millions of billions of billions of millions and millions of billions of dollars, they getting the fuck up out of here, Jay. They getting the fuck up out of here. They're transporting motherfuckers right now as we speak outside of this planet onto a damn island and shit in space.
Hold on. I'm finna give me some barbecue. Damn, what you talking about? Let me see here. Let me see here. Hold on, give me a turkey barbecue sandwich. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
What?
I'll mute myself.
You know why? This is a great. I love you, J. Real, and I'm going to tell you why. This is why I don't go to family reunions, because of niggas like you. This is why, you know, I just can't be in the same, you know, because, you know, y'all got a short attention span. Y'all can't stay focused.
Yeah, I'm a nigga again. I appreciate it. I'm sorry, to the black side. Thank you. I'm a nigga now.
This is the only reason. I'm telling you, when my grandmother passed, oh, my God, it'll be goddamn, in 3 days, it'll be a year. I didn't go to the funeral because I didn't want to see motherfuckers like you there. I just didn't like talking to motherfuckers like that. Like, you know, it's just a whole bunch. I don't like black people. I'm sorry. I just don't like you motherfuckers.
Well, you ain't
like
black in that way.
I just want to put that on record, too, so y'all won't
think
that I'm.
So what the hell are you, green? What the hell is your color? You ain't black. You ain't white. What color are you, beige?
My color is...
What color are you?
My color is air, earth, wind, and fire, and water.
Let the screw, and it's hit the roof,
and it's gone. Hey, Ed.
Oh, damn. All right, well, look, I'm not going to get barbecue since you talked about me like that.
Enjoy your barbecue. Wait a minute, Butterflies, listen to this. Butterfly said... I just come in as a guest. They took my shit down and closed the whole account.
Hey, they are slave holders, girl. Get your ass back on the plantation. That's what they doing. Get your ass
I
back
don't understand
on the plantation.
What she meant. She just came in as a guest. They took my shit down and closed the whole account.
Well, wait a minute. Now, you could be either a host or a listener. So she said she came in as a listener, and they said, look, get your ass out of here. Oh, damn.
Well, I mean, I have guests in the chat room, so that's, you know, that's...
But wait a minute, though. But see, anybody can come listen. The thing is that if you sign up so you can participate in the chat room, they're going to ask you, do you want to be a host or do you want to be a listener? So she said she was a listener, and they told her to pack her bags and get the hell on down the road, kick cans. Oh, that's messed up. Wow.
Oh, is that the new sign-up procedure?
Well, yeah, you can always do that. Even when you came on, I came on and asked you, do you want to be a host?
Right,
you
but
say,
I don't
yeah,
understand. No. She says, no, I'm going to close the account. I don't know what she's talking about, though.
I don't know what butterfly is talking about. Yeah, if she signed up,
why about her bank account? Who knows? Who knows? But she said they took my advertisement down. Wow. I mean, the sad thing about us, and what I'll say about me, is that I don't check my email. I don't read, but there is a lot of people who read when Blog Talk send them stuff and the new updates and what they're going to do and how they're going to get rid of niggas and all this type of stuff like that. So, you know what I'm saying? So I don't hear it only through, you know, somebody who checks their mail, you know, who checks it and decide to tell me. I personally, again, I don't give a fuck, man. This they shit, you know. Like,
yeah,
that's how I look at the
credit.
Government. That's, I mean, as much as sometimes I get pissed off at the humans that are in control, but it's they shit.
Yeah,
if it's they shit, ain't shit you can do about it.
Well,
it's
you pay
shit.
Attention. If they got my damn credit card number, then I'm paying attention.
Oh,
to them,
but
they
check
out.
This. I bet you ain't peeped that you can embed the show now. That's gangster. There's
an embed
button on it.
Yeah, you know a nigga had
to put that embed button on. Only niggas be embedding. Big ups to the niggas on BTR. They did that shit. Fucking that embed. It's probably one of them janitors sweeping and shit. Said, you might want to put the embed button on that motherfucker.
Oh, you so crazy.
I know she's crazy. That's like she's drinking while she's on the show. Like, he's smoking weed and drinking. Boy, I'm having a good time to have a child. Oh, she crazy.
What are you still doing on my show? Get your ass off. You kick me off yours. You treat me like shit. Get off my show.
You know what?
Get off my train.
Hey, look, just put me, and I want to continue to listen, though, so just mute me.
I ain't going to mute you. Mute yourself. Strangle yourself.
Oh,
take your plug out your mouth. No, but you know what? I'm going to listen in to tonight at 7. I just love to see how boring black people can be. So, I mean, I will listen.
Hey, look here. You know what? I am going to strangle myself. I'm tired of listening to all this nonsense. I'm going to listen without saying a damn thing now. The hell with you.
Can I ask you a question?
Hell no.
Do you frequently go on other shows on Blog Talk?
No.
Who's one of your? What's you don't have? You don't go. What? You know you're lying, right?
Shows. Oh no, I'm not lying. There are only three
you
shows.
Was on the
G,
you was on the GEO Experience show.
GEO is GEO. I'm telling you the three shows.
Same
I give you.
Different.
Let me tell you. Okay, three shows. GEO's actually four. No, it's three. I don't go to this show. Your show, GLG show, and Beautiful Butterfly show. Those are the only shows.
Big
ups
to Beautiful Butterfly. Are y'all in some type of cyberspace relationship, you and Beautiful
Butterfly? No, don't be spreading no rumors. There you go. What, why the hell would you say that?
Hey, listen, though. Listen, J. Real, doesn't Pretty
what?
Sound like Beautiful Butterfly a little bit, though?
She does. That's what I thought it was. That's what I asked. Well, who was that? But she's sexy. She sounds sexy in a Beautiful Butterfly. Hey, baby. Ooh, la.
Yeah. Just like a white black guy wants
that's
to call
right.
a woman between women. I tell you, y'all are incredible.
That's right, undercover brother. Yes, I'm getting mayonnaise on my barbecue sandwich, too. Now, how do you like that?
Well, God bless you and heaven shine upon you.
She's going to say, God bless. You know what? You are a clown. Oh, my God. My baby.
Why are you calling me names? I don't think that's fair.
You don't sit here and call me everything. You don't call me a white dude. Undercover
why
got to
be
dude.
A clown, though, seriously? Why? I don't like the word clown unless it's necessary.
Because you're funny.
That was not necessary.
Oh, well, you know what? Calling me a
clowns
call
are not
a white
funny,
dude.
Actually. Clowns are not funny. There's nothing funny about a clown. You know who's a clown? Martin Lawrence is a goddamn clown. That fat guy with his belly always out. What's his name? He looked like a retard. The black guy with his belly. Y'all know
who's
that guy. The other comedian. He's a goddamn clown. I know clowns when I see them.
Hey, look. Are you scared of clowns?
Nigga.
Are you scared of clowns? Are you scared of a clown? Somebody has makeup on their face. Are you scared of a clown?
No. And like I said, Martin Lawrence is a goddamn clown, and that big, fat belly dude is a clown.
Faison. Faison Love. That's what you're talking about,
no,
right?
No, not Faison. well, Faison is he done got inducted into the clowning goddamn department because Faison been doing some real foul shit lately. That other one that has his belly out, y'all know the one that Tracy Morgan. Thank you, Leonard. Tracy Morgan, that is a goddamn clown.
Tracy Morgan.
First of all, the nigga
now?
Got two women names, so you already know. Tracy and Morgan, those are female names. Like, nigga, your mama and daddy fucked you up. You know what I'm saying?
Is he even relevant, though? I mean, what has he done lately? Nothing.
I'm just telling you, he been doing some real foul shit. That's what he been doing. He been clowning. That's what clowns do. They act a complete ass.
Mm.
They
Didn't
stupid. They do stupid shit to get attention. That's stupid shit. And he ain't funny. He's a goddamn clown. Clowns are not funny. Clowns make balloons and start to form it as a dick first to subliminally fuck the children's minds up. They form it as a big, long dick first and then starts to wrap it and bend it a goddamn around and shit. I know what the fuck clowns are. They
right.
Sick motherfuckers.
What?
Clowns are some sick motherfuckers. They sick as hell
right.
Shit.
Oh, she said make balloon diggling.
Yeah, clowns are sick. They got fucking issues. Michael Jackson is a goddamn clown. He does sick shit. He's a fucking clown.
You watch your mouth.
I'm sorry, did I say Martin
like
Luther
that.
King or something? Or who the fuck did
Michael
I say?
Jackson.
I didn't say Martin Luther King.
Hey, I don't give a damn.
Everybody know Michael Jackson. I can't believe y'all niggas still think that
Michael Jackson
is Jesus. He is not Jesus. That wasn't Jesus that came, y'all. Let's move on.
I didn't say that now. But hey, that's my homeboy.
Who?
Michael Jackson.
Well, he don't even know you. Where you from, Gary and Anna? You grew up with him? You the one that he got the rat from your house and called him Ben?
What?
You know what?
Is that how y'all go back like that?
You know what? And on that note, I am leaving your damn show.
I told you, I always forget that real to leave. You see, I get him to leave, but he kicks me off his show. He can't take me. I wait till he can't take himself.
Right.
You see that shit?
Hey, I'm going to drive on the damn show to hell with you.
Hey, if anybody ever want to get rid of a nigga, bring him on my show. I can get rid of him for you.
Yeah, you have a track record of that for damn show.
I know, man. A lot of people leave it. Like, so many people that are mad at me and shit, they don't like my show no more. They don't even like the people in the chat room. You see how they, over one motherfucker, they stop fucking with people in the chat room. Ain't that a bitch? Like, nigga, you gonna goddamn get, you gonna leave all your buddies over me?
She's got all your buddies.
All your chat buddies and shit over me, nigga.
Damn. See, now what you do, you be starting stuff, man. You be starting stuff. Where is Jolie at? Where's she at?
She ain't in my pocket.
Okay, well, I'm just asking. You ain't gonna get all smart. See, that's why people don't be leaving your ass, because you always say something smart to somebody.
And you know
smart
what? I love to do that, because I don't like people any fucking way, so I make sure I piss them off so they don't ever have to come back. When people like to come over to my house, I serve them cold coffee. When they come over, I'm like, would you like some coffee? And I make sure I put motherfucking 8-day-old coffee in on their ass in the cup. Don't bring your ass back. I don't like humans. I don't like fucking people, black or white, rich or poor. I can't stand none of you motherfuckers. Y'all make me sick. Y'all got too many fucking issues. Everybody think they motherfucking righteous and shit. And goddamn, that's why I don't like fucking humans. I don't like them. You got some motherfuckers who think that, you know, I mean, I don't even know why motherfuckers be coming on Blog Talk looking for some spiritual salvation. You ain't going to find that shit here.
See. Oh, damn. There you go.
You ain't
going
to find it on Blog Talk. Get the fuck on. You ain't going to find that shit. I don't know why everybody, like, I don't like black people. Black people make them pissed off. They give shit the wrong. They just fuck up.
You.
They just, I don't like black people. Yep, Don Nicole Young said it. I don't like black people. I do not like black people. Black people be looking for Jesus in every goddamn thing. They look for Jesus.
Right.
Oh, boy, they look for Jesus in a Whopper Jr.
Absolutely.
They look for Jesus in a reality show and shit. They just be looking for the wrong shit at the wrong time.
Yeah, go ahead and offend everybody else. You left them out. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm going to be real with you, though, J-Ree. I did come on your show looking for Jesus. I said, Jesus ain't nowhere in this motherfucker.
You know?
I did. I was like, man, what type of knowledge is he kicking? You know what I'm saying? But I don't know.
Oh,
I mean, anybody else I need to piss off? Do what?
I think you got everybody. You're talking about people that want Jesus in their life. You're talking about their ass.
No, I'm just saying they be looking for Jesus in everything. They looking for Jesus. They think, you know, being spiritual means, you know, what? What the fuck are you looking for? If you want to be spiritual, then be around spirits. It's just that fucking simple.
So why can't you get on BTL? Why can't they come listen to a religious show on BTL without you talking about their ass?
I didn't say they couldn't. I said, but if they looking for Jesus, they done fucked up.
Because
Jesus ain't on BTR. Jesus on the cross so goddamn well waiting on the motherfucking Christians to take him down.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. They can still get the words in your ass before you something else, boy.
I'm just saying, like, you know, but, you know, I don't understand. I mean, seriously, and then you got some black people looking for reparation in some of these blog talk shows and hosts that, damn, they going to go up to goddamn the government of the United States of America and say, can we have our reparations for what you've done? They talk. I mean, like, are you fucking serious? Like, it don't take that long. How long you been frequently coming on this goddamn show looking for your reparations?
Right.
You know, then you got niggas that be trying to astral travel, so they looking for astral travel stations and shit. This shit is, like, really fucking retarded. Like, are you serious? Like,
Oh my God.
I mean, it just don't make sense. It just don't make sense. Certain things don't make sense. If I want, you know, like, I don't understand black people no more. Like, they've lost connection with what really is real.
You
know? I'm serious. You know?
Yeah, I am too.
There go John Lee. You just brought John Lee up. She's in the chat room.
Hey, girl.
Jolly Ali.
Your ass on the air. Tony, get her ass on the air. What the hell is she doing?
First of all, you don't invite people over my goddamn house. You ain't got
that. I got my feet up. You smell corn chips? My feet are up, damn it. I've made my foot
home. Let me put this on record. Let me tell you what just happened, okay? I had 50 calls before your bitch ass called in, right, on my switchboard, right? And the shit is funny as hell because I'm going to tell you why they called in. They called in because either one, they was looking for Jesus. Two, you're looking for us to figure out a solution for us to goddamn have a land and be the Smurfs and shit. Three, hopefully I give them a shout out and a whole bunch of other shit. One, if I'm going to talk about goddamn love, relationship, dick, pussy, blame the black man, blame the white man.
Right.
So you just made me lose. Damn near. About goddamn, you just made me lose about 30 motherfucking callers because these motherfuckers is looking for me to either save them or show them how to say they got them. I tell you, boy, I love black people, but I can't stand them.
See, something wrong with you. Something is wrong with you. Oh, man. Looking for Jesus. They ain't going to call your damn show looking for Jesus. That's a damn show.
They better know that I am He, and He and I are one. And no one can get to the Father except by going through me. They don't know. I'm the closest thing they got to Jesus. That's one thing they got to fucking realize.
Oh, no. She crazy for real now.
Okay, I got to be crazy.
Why she got to be crazy?
Well, she don't know no damn.
And again, you know why? I'm going to tell you why, Freddie. Well, I'm going to tell you why I got to be crazy. Because they think that Jesus didn't fart, didn't piss, didn't cuss, didn't do none of that goddamn shit.
Right.
They fucking think that Jesus didn't fuck nothing. So in the sense, that's why I got to be goddamn crazy.
She
know that's the problem. That's the fucking problem with black people.
They're looking for
people to put on the goddamn cross. That's why I don't like fucking with goddamn black people. They still got that religion Jesus mentality. They're looking for somebody they can put on the goddamn cross and crucify.
Father God, please forgive
that's
her.
That's why I'm the closest thing they got to Jesus.
Look at this fool.
She don't know what she's doing, Father God. Please throw holy water on her hands.
No. First of all, Father God ain't no father. He on child support. Your God is
Mama
on
God.
Child support.
Well, Mama
that
God
ain't doing
did,
shit.
Oh, Lord. God, don't get me trying to hit her ass. She the one with the long hair and the shades. Hit her top side her head.
Now, look at everybody in the chat room. That's why I love my chatters, man. They like, Jesus is on a grilled cheese sandwich. Jesus in the building. I mean, you feel me? Like, but watch this, though. Watch this now. If I go into the Bible and really speak on Jesus, and for a lot of people don't know, like yourself, J. Real, I am an ordained minister. I'm Doctor of Divinity, okay? For the goddamn record, the only difference between me and all the rest of y'all motherfuckers that y'all like to crucify as pastors, preachers, bishops, and all that stupid shit is I ain't got time to play hoe games with you niggas because I'm a pimp.
Right,
I don't
right.
play hoe games. You understand? That's why it's a little bit fucking different. I'm gonna tell you the real deal, Holyfield, about that motherfucker. And if you don't think you can't accept it, then that's your goddamn business. You feel me? So now let's move on.
I'll walk you through the scriptures. What's the name of your church?
I don't have a church, nigga. Jesus didn't even have a church. Jesus went in churches and told them motherfuckers up. Who do you think you're talking
you
to
doing.
Right now? You think you're
That's
talking you to
doing.
Eddie Long, wife, motherfucker? You talking to Don Nicoleon, nigga? What the fuck do you mean, what church? And it goes to show that you are not even a Christian. You are one of them fake motherfuckers that believe that churches should be set up in the form of Jesus, and Jesus can stand churches.
We fall down, and we can't get up.
Yep, that's just
we
like a sinner. That's the sinner's anthem. Y'all keep singing that shit. That's the sinner's anthem. That's y'all anthem. Big ups to the sinner anthem. That's why I don't like Christians, because y'all got anthems and sinner anthems and shit. You know, like, you know, but I find it so interesting that for y'all to be Christians at the end of the goddamn day, anytime a Christian man, a.k.a. minister or preacher or pastor goes down in the news, y'all niggas don't be Jesus and help them and get them up. Y'all are like the dirtiest motherfuckers on the planet, black Christians.
Look here.
Y'all don't even fucking support other Christians when they fall down and they need to get up. The difference between black, that's why I don't like black people and Christians all together, is if you put them all together in one pot, because y'all job is to look out for one another, and y'all don't fucking do that. Y'all don't goddamn do that. None of y'all got together when Eddie Long went down. Y'all niggas like, fuck Eddie Long. I knew that nigga was doing shit. But he's a Christian. He's your Christian brother. You know what I'm saying? Y'all still talk about Creflo Dollar and shit. I mean, y'all some dirty motherfuckers. Y'all some dirty-ass Christians. Jesus would have never behaved like that.
Hey, Eddie Long give what he deserved. Hell with him.
That's just like a Christian.
That's right.
I don't like,
hell with Eddie Long.
That's just like a Christian. I'm just saying, you know, if y'all are in Christ, then y'all should understand that even Christ was crucified, thus those that walk the path of Christ would be crucified. But y'all only see just this nigga 2,000 years ago is the only one worth crucifying, and y'all still picking him up. Don't y'all understand how this shit goes? You know, like if you go back to the Bible, that nigga, the governor or the goddamn Pontius Pilate said, it wasn't me that did this to you. It was your own people that did this to you.
Wow.
Y'all got to stop doing that as Christians, because Christians really need to step up and come to the plate and stop bullshitting.
Well,
because the reality of it is that y'all have a foundation, but y'all niggas are just running rampant. Like, you know, you have a strong foundation. You have a God, you have the Son, and you have the Holy Ghost. Like, damn, can y'all act right on this motherfucker?
I mean, y'all got it all.
I'm impressed. She is a minister. I'm impressed.
I just don't understand that. Like, you know, as Christians, that should be like how, you know, I guess how the Asians stick together or some shit. Y'all should be strong. You know, that should separate y'all from heathens and Gentiles and niggas that don't believe that Jesus ever existed. That should show how strong and how powerful y'all are. That y'all would go from city to city helping and picking up your fucking injured ministers that's preaching the word of God. Y'all don't do that.
Yeah. Amen. At the church, say amen. Amen. Wow. Preach.
That's all I'm saying. That's why I don't like black Christians, because y'all niggas phony as fuck. I like black Christians, though. When they fucked around and did Jim Baker, whatever the fuck that white guy name, when Jim Baker sinned and all that shit, man, his congregation said, we will not let you do him that way. He's one of us, and we're going to stand by him.
Jim Baker.
Let it happen. Niggas don't do that. Niggas don't do none of that as Christians. If I would be a Christian, I think I would belong to a white church, even though I'd be scared as fuck, but I think I'd be better off with them motherfuckers. Because one thing about Caucasians,
why?
They don't give a damn if you fall. They're going to pick your ass up. Look at Britney Spears. Look at Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Look at these motherfuckers. They'll, you know, but look, whatever happened to Cat Williams? Anybody know what the fuck that nigga doing?
No.
Anybody know what R. Kelly doing? Anybody know what any of these motherfuckers doing? Anybody know what Eddie Long is doing right now?
Teenagers, that's what R. Kelly's doing. He's pissing on little girls. Sorry,
see, and that's that nigga mentality. And did you know Jesus was charged as a male factor in the Bible? Go find that out. That was his court case. Jesus actually literally went to court. And he was charged as a male factor, okay? Y'all can look up the word male factor and find out what the hell he was charged with.
Yeah, I want to know.
it sounds like he was charged with something, a crime. Just give me I want the chapter and verse, girl. Because I can go look it up right now.
Okay, let's find out. Who got the chapter and verse where he was charged as a male factor?
What?
She making stuff up now.
I'm not, nigga, I ain't got time to make shit up. Y'all think too highly of me. I would have said he was charged with being a pimp.
Wow.
You know, I mean, y'all think too highly of me, you know?
I'm hungry. Give me food. Yeah, what you talking about? What verse? I want to know. Jesus was a man factor.
He was charged with being a male factor. I can't think of the chapter right now. I'm waiting on somebody who got them smart enough to tell me the damn thing. Hold up. Better yet, you know what? Let me call my deacon up. Let me call my deacon. You know, my deacon knows the verses. You know, it's always good to have your deacon, sleeping deacon, around. I'm about to call. Watch. You'll see. Y'all think I'm bullshitting. I'm going to give you the chapter and the verse. I like you, J. Real, because at least you didn't deny it. You just said, where is it at in the Bible?
Wow. I'm on your team.
So you're kind of smart. Because if I was dealing with a dumb Christian, they wouldn't even ask that question.
She's calling me for real. Wow.
Hey, sweetheart, tell me that chapter in the Bible where Jesus was called a male factor or charged as being...
St. John chapter 18, verse 30. You got to go out
left. St. John chapter 18, verse 30. Take your ass down.
Okay.
Oh, man. I'm going, baby. I'm going.
St. John chapter 18, verse 30.
I'm going. You got to wait till I get my food first.
Nigga, you ain't got the Bible. Anybody... St. John chapter 18, verse 30. Where my Bible at? Where my Bible? Y'all done, the Bible's still in Sunday school. Go get my Bible from Sunday school from them kids. We have Sunday school on Wednesdays.
You're right. Right.
Oh, here.
Hey, who's the bishop? Bishop Don Juan? Hey, what the hell's going on with this thing?
St. John chapter 18, verse 30. Hey, John Lee. That my girl.
Hey,
there.
Girl. That's my girl, too. What's up, baby?
The St. John come before Genesis or after? All right, St. John chapter 18, verse 30. They answered and said unto him, if he were not a male factor, we would not have delivered him up unto thee. You want me to go up 29? Pilate then went out unto them and said, what accusations bring ye against this man? They answered and said unto him, if he were not a malefactor, we would not have delivered him up unto thee. There it is. I know what the fuck I'm talking about. Nigga,
what the hell is a
malefactor?
Now,
that's what y'all Christians need to go to your fucking church on Sunday and ask that motherfucker. Why you tell us Jesus was charged with being a malefactor? You lying black nigga. Go tell your pastor that shit and ask that motherfucker because y'all ain't paying me tithes. Shit. You pay me tithes, I tell you. Goddamn, go to my PayPal account and put in goddamn 10% of your motherfucking check or your goddamn barbecue sandwich, and then I tell you what the fuck he was. Give me half your barbecue sandwich. But don't put no mayonnaise on it. Mayonnaise for white guys or black men in white form. Some type of shit like that.
Oh,
another thing, women, if you want to know if your nigga has some homosexual tendencies, check that mayonnaise.
Oh,
if that nigga can't,
check the mayonnaise.
If your nigga eat mayonnaise, that motherfucker like sperm.
What?
Oh, you know what? What the hell kind of comment was that?
Hey, I mean, they make,
Yeah, exactly.
They make a little bit of sense.
No, I'm co-sign for her.
Study that shit.
Oh, no,
I was so happy when
though.
I met my husband.
Jeez.
Because I did test him with that mayonnaise shit when I made him a sandwich. I was like, you want mayonnaise on your shit, boo-boo?
I heard
he was like, fuck no. Fuck no. Fuck no.
What?
I was like, thank God my nigga ain't never
all
been
the niggas
down
about
to or none of that
shit.
Hell yeah, yeah, yeah. Any nigga that like mayonnaise, you better watch him, ladies. Watch that motherfucker.
Oh, my God, wow.
Watch him.
Wow.
I'm so thankful that my son don't have that shit either because I had to test his ass, too, because I think his daddy on some other shit from Africa, and I'm telling him what them Africans be into. So I asked that motherfucker one day, boo-boo, you eat mayonnaise, boo-boo? You want me to put some mayonnaise on your shit? He's like, mama, you know damn well I don't eat mayonnaise. My daddy do that sick shit.
When people were poor, they used to get mayonnaise sandwich.
Now, why you think, and people think they put homosexuality in the water. It's in the mayonnaise, dumbasses. Duh.
it's
in the mayonnaise.
She's crazy.
It's in the mayonnaise. Because it's easier to jack off in mayonnaise like the damn shit at Burger King. They were jacking off in the fucking mayonnaise and shit.
Wow.
All right, somebody got some sense. Let's get back to the topic at hand. But I'm just sharing little tidbits for my sisters to realize, you know. And I'm going to tell you something else, sisters, too. If your man like to eat them oysters, he like to eat that thing, too. You feel me? So that's a plus. But, now, brothers, if you got a sister that like to eat oysters with your ass, she eat pussy.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm talking about the raw oysters, that nasty, slimy, gushy shit. Yeah, she eat pussy. I'm going to tell you off the rip. She eat pussy. That's a heads up if you like her to eat pussy. But bitches that eat raw oysters, they eat pussy. But niggas that eat that shit, sisters, yeah, you'll know it. He'll take care of you. He'll do you right.
Oh, Lord, you crazy.
I'm just giving little tidbits because Jesus asked me to instruct them.
Right.
Jesus spoke to me today and said, make sure you tell them about the mayonnaise and the oysters, my child. Male factor. All right, here it is. One who commits an offense against the law, especially a felon.
Okay.
Wait, somebody put it back in. Okay, thank you. Give it back because the chat room keep knocking it off. Give me that shit. Okay, oh, shit, and it says definition criminal. All right, synonyms. Is that what they call it, synonyms? That's some stupid shit. Why do Caucasians always put a Y in front of shit? When they fucking tell you A-E-I-O-U and sometimes Y? Why the fuck it got to be always sometimes Y? That's some stupid shit. Bad egg. Black sheep, convict, culprit, delinquent, evildoer, felon, hellhound, hoodlum, jailbird, lawbreaker, outcast, outlaw, prisoner, rapscallion, rascal, rogue.
What the hell was that?
Oh, that was the synonyms.
Oh.
But I need the definition one more time because somebody took it. One who commits an offense against the law, one who does ill toward another. See male factor defined for English language learners.
Oh, okay. You got some smart people to listen to the show. Good.
Yeah, because they like to defame your God anyway, so they ain't mine. They was like, hell yeah, that bitch want the definition of what Jesus did? That motherfucker was shit. Throw that shit in that motherfucker. Yep. Jesus, it was court. I don't know why they just fucking keep lying to niggas. Jesus went to court. It was court. He was charged. He was charged with 8 counts of mail factor and shit and conspiracy to, he was Enrico, racketeering charges and shit. That's why Judas actually worked for the IRS. He worked for the government. Yeah, go do your research, baby. I don't even know why they'd never take you out. See, Yeah, that's why Judas, every time Judas came around, like when the time for that woman, when she spent that, put that expensive oil on his feet, you know, he was counting the money. Like, yo, man, this is some expensive shit, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? He was the treasurer of their business. Jesus was a businessman, too, by the way. But he was the treasurer, but he also worked for the IRS. You know what I'm saying? And they was trying to get Jesus on tax fraud and shit.
Tax fraud, yeah.
You know, tax shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you can tell they did, because I'm going to tell you why. Because there was some infiltrators in his midst. A few of them was infiltrators, right? Like, you know, as above, so below. The shit happened then. It's going to always happen now. And they tried to, they asked him a motherfucker. They was more, in a sense, that wanted to goddamn be part of that nigga's clique, the infiltrator as well. So they asked that motherfucker, you know, so what do we do? You know what I'm saying? What about Caesar? He said, rent unto Caesar. What is Caesar? Rent unto the Lord. What's the Lord, motherfucker? They were trying to see, was that nigga going to say, fuck Caesar. Fuck the white man. That's a goddamn devil. We ain't giving that nigga shit. We Moors, motherfucker. We tax exempt, motherfucker. We ain't got to pay a goddamn thing. They was trying to get that nigga up, but Jesus stood. He was straight to the T when it came to the fucking law. You know what I'm saying? But they tried to set him up on that shit. And Jude, that's why Judas was the one that betrayed him and got him as what is considered an evildoer. But really, he didn't do, he did evil to those that appeared to do, that wanted to be better than him. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, he pissed off the Caucasian woman. You know, he was a racist. It blatantly shows that. He didn't like white people. Big ups to goddamn Jesus. I love that motherfucker. I'm starting, I think I'm going to be a Christian today. Yeah, he didn't take well the Caucasians, you know. He didn't like them little motherfuckers, because he damn sure didn't heal the bitch and called her a dog at that.
Right.
Oh,
you know, when he called
damn.
Her a dog, but, you know, I mean, and he told the bitch, like, why the fuck, and that, see, and I wish that all black people would listen to Jesus and stop listening to their pastors and shit, but Jesus said it off the real. Why would I give my blessings to you, and I'm only sent to these group of people? And give it to dogs. All right, what the fuck? I'm only here for my people. I'm not here for you, bitch. And he called her a bitch. He called her a dog. If you look, and a female dog is a bitch.
Hello?
He said, I'm not here for you, bitch. And she says, truth, Lord, I am a bitch. I am a dog.
Oh, my Lord.
Go to it. I mean, shit, your pastor, I don't know why these niggas don't want to goddamn walk y'all Christians through that part when Jesus says, I am only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel only. So why are they fucking lying saying Jesus came for the whole world? That nigga said, I'm only sent to one group of motherfucking people and one group of people only. I'm a racist. I'm not doing shit for you, bitch. And that nigga called her a bitch. He called her a bitch. Called her a dog. He called her a dog.
Oh, my God.
And then he
wow.
said, and then what's so funny? Because the bitch asked him to help her, to heal her. He said, bitch, I ain't healing you, hoe. Fuck you, bitch. I got my own people over here sick. My own people. Bitch, what the fuck I look like touching your ass? My people over here fucked up and goddamn hurt. And I'm sent to them, bitch. Go holler at Caesar and Jesus and Brutus and all the motherfuckers up there in goddamn Greece, bitch. I ain't got time for you. That's what Jesus said.
No.
Goddamn it. Go to Matthew 15:25. No. Some old shit. He said that shit. I'm sorry. That's why I love the goddamn. I love Jesus. Yeah, I know it. That's fucked up. I know it because y'all in here, you preaching. Y'all done paid this nigga nothing
right.
every Sunday.
Right.
Like, I'm not asking you for shit, and you get it. It's in the Bible. You can go there. He called her a dog right there.
Lord.
A Canaanite woman. A Canaanite woman. A Phoenician woman. A Canaanite woman. You know, Canaanite women
Lord.
Are women that are very goddamn pink. Parents. Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Oh.
I'll just be glad when we go back to the real shit instead of going black, white, Chinese, Asian, and things. Let's go back to the Bible, motherfuckers. Start classifying these niggas as Amorites, Jebusites, Canaanites, Hittites, and then I'll be all right.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus Christ. Jesus. Sweet
Look
Jesus.
Look at Apple Mimi. Apple Mimi laughing. He did. He said it. I ain't fucking making this shit up.
Oh,
he said it. I mean, so you could tell he said, I ain't sent to you, bitch. Fuck I look like, ho. And that's how I feel. Shit, I am a Christian. I don't know what the fuck y'all niggas just pretending. I am seriously a Christian. I follow every goddamn thing Jesus said and did.
Ooh, look how she said Jesus. Say it again, girl.
Jesus. God damn it, I like that motherfucker. Shit. That was a real nigga. He was, and you could tell, and he, they said he was a rebel, you know, he was a revolutionist. You know what I'm saying? He's no different. He came for his people. He's no different than Khalid, Muhammad, and all that shit. But what's fucked up is that the Caucasian wanted everybody to fucking look at this nigga as some hippie, some goddamn Willie Nelson-ass motherfucker when he was a real nigga. That's the difference. You know? And Jesus was real. You tell that nigga was real. You know what I'm saying? You tell that motherfucker was real. Y'all don't, why do y'all never go, you know, why? Never mind. Can you give me your pastor? Call your pastor on the line. Let me ask this nigga some questions. You know, that's why I like Jesus. That's why I'm not going to allow other niggas who never overstood Jesus to get Jesus out of me. You feel me? That ain't your fault you think Jesus is Jesus and Zeus and Greece and all that shit. Whoever right. told you that shit, that's your business. If you want to holler, there's no J in Hebrew, that's fine too. But you cannot deny that that motherfucker did not exist. He did exist. That motherfucker was real. I was listening to Prince. See, I stayed up all night. I didn't even fucking go to sleep. This is probably why the fuck I'm going on like this.
Yeah, yeah. I knew there was a reason for it. I knew it.
But I'm going to tell you, though, Prince has some profound shit, man. I put it up on Georgia Gossip, man. I don't know how old this shit is on Tavis Smiley's show, but Prince has some profound shit. You know, I don't think he said this on that show. I just saw about 18,000 clips all night long of Prince on YouTube. I just YouTube that motherfucker. Damn, I love that motherfucker. Big ups to Prince, man. I can't wait to
interview.
I just can't wait to interview. I'm just gonna ask him one goddamn question that none of these motherfuckers never asked a motherfucker.
What's that?
Why the fuck do you wear high heels? Nobody asked that nigga that shit. They just be like, and the only man that can wear a nice pair of high heels, give it up for Prince. I'm like, nigga, when y'all plan on asking that nigga that question?
All I want to know is
why do you wear high heels? Like, you know, is it something I need to know? Do I need to wear more high heels every day or what? Is it good for your posture or what the fuck?
Well, wait a minute. You just said that he's the best guy to wear high heels. RuPaul and Wendy Williams, they wear high heels.
Whoa. You are a blasphemer to even put, you are a sinner, you are the devil to put RuPaul in the category of Prince. You need, have you been baptized in the blood of Jesus? You've been baptized in that motherfucking toilet stool water at your church. That shit ain't gonna work. You have to be baptized in the blood, nigga. Because you ain't nowhere in here, you put RuPaul and goddamn Prince in that same shit.
Well, hell, I put Wendy Williams in there, too. Wendy Williams, why are you? She a man. Yes.
We can finally agree after a whole hour talking to you on one goddamn thing. This shit is getting better. I'm really starting to like you.
Yes.
Yeah,
well, I love you too. I love you too, baby.
No, but Prince said some profound shit though, for real. That nigga said, first of all, Jesus ain't coming back. Jesus is here.
Uh-oh.
I said, damn, this nigga fucking Prince even know Jesus. That's gangster shit. That nigga know where the fuck he at. You got motherfuckers still waiting on that nigga to come back and shit. She's like, nigga, I go see that motherfucker when I get rid. I got that nigga on my bar. I got his email account. You stupid
bitch. We'll speed down.
That nigga come to my concert and shit. I get that nigga back to his asses. You know, but no, and that's the truth, though. Jesus is here. That's why they keep locking up all these niggas and throwing them in jail and shit, is because, you know, they looking for Jesus. That's why every last one of you men or women are potential Jesuses. Ain't that some bitch? That's why they keep crucifying you niggas for no reason. What the fuck did he do? He's just bad. Need to go to jail. He just did something bad. What did he do? What did the guy do? He was fucking driving with suspended license. Lock him up for 8 years. You should not be going to jail for suspended license. That shit is ridiculous. They're just looking for Jesus. That's why they keep ordering these abortions, keep poisoning these pregnant mothers and shit. There was a time in 1970 where they was injecting, because 70 is what is considered the new souls was coming into the planet, and it was a possibility that that new soul, either of the 70s children, could possibly bring forth that child. So they was injecting mothers with angel dust, black women with angel dust in the 1970s. Okay. Angel dust. You get it? Angel dust. Yes. Angels.
Yep.
Angels.
Yep.
So, I mean, this is just, it ain't really to destroy the black man or the black woman. It's in hopes that that child is not here yet, and they're going to do whatever they can to stop the child from coming. And this is what the fuck's been going on, because they know that life, one thing Caucasians know that niggas don't know, is that when you die, you come back to this motherfucker. Niggas think when you die, it's it. That's the difference.
Hmm.
So Caucasians know that that bloodline still exists, but they lied to y'all and said Jesus didn't have no fucking children. That's a goddamn lie. They know that Jesus had fucking children, and those children
right.
had children, and those children had children, and those
right.
children had children, and they just fucking here now trying to figure out which one of is any of us, or are we a group of motherfuckers who are from the tribe of, let's say, Shabazz, for lack of better words. The mothership is about to take off, man. We got 90 seconds. We about to take off. You got 90 seconds, and I'm tired of telling you motherfuckers, if you're new to this bitch, you got to call in or Skype in right the fuck now, because you won't be able to hear the next hour of the goddamn show. And that's that, man. Let's do it.
Well, all right. Star Child, citizens of the universe, recording angels. We have returned to claim the pyramid. Partying on the mothership, I am the mothership connection. Get down in 3D, light year groove. Alright, you hear the noise, ain't nobody but me and the boy. Get down. Get it, fellas. Put a glide in your stride and a dip in your hip and come on to the mothership. Loose boots, doing the fuck.
Hey, pray to pull up the chair for the
hustle on over here.
Pretty, pull up the switchboard just in case it go down, or my cockpit go down. At least you can still co-pilot. All right, y'all, the mothership is officially took off this motherfucking planet. You feel me? The Crystal City has certainly took off. All right, anybody want their mic open? Push one now just in case. And not your mic open, just the one that opens just to motherfucking talk and to us and not the people in your background, please, if you want, in the VIP first class session. You feel me? On the mothership, push one now if you want to add in or something. Oh, shit. If not, then God bless you and heaven shine upon you. You feel me? Come on, 404-537. You're on the air.
Oh, that's me. I'm listening. I'm just listening to Don. You know what I'm saying? It's a good show, you know. Had to make sure I was on the mothership with you while I'm editing this show.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. Okay, but anyway, Prince did say something else, too, on the What's the Name show. What's that dude's name? What's that dude's name I just said Prince was on?
Oh, Tavis Smiley?
Yeah, Tavis Smiley. Now, Tavis Smiley is a white guy, black guy, okay? Don't fall for the skin color, okay? Because the nigga is certainly a motherfucking Caucasian in black skin. I'm just putting that on fucking record. But anyway, Prince said, basically, he was like, you know, we all on a plantation, and that plantation is America. You know, and basically, you know, I don't like to be some old shit he said, but let me get to the point because I'm paraphrasing. But he basically said this. He said, I'm tired of, he said, like, the shit pissed me off when he talked about the chemtrails. He said, the shit pissed me off when, goddamn it, you know, we had eight presidents before goddamn George Washington. He said, so, you know, like, don't fucking lie to me. Tell me the goddamn truth and let me fill in the goddamn blanks, but don't fucking lie to me. And see, it's a whole bunch of niggas that still believe that George Washington was the first goddamn president, and he fucking wasn't. This is why I don't like niggas and Christians. Christians are stupid, niggas are crazy, and the rest is motherfucking left to slaughter regardless. You know what I'm saying? You can't even fucking have a damn intellectual history, a real fucking history lesson on history. You tell a fucking black motherfucker, a dead-ass black nigga that believed everything that they was taught in school. Yeah, I know. That believe everything that they was taught in school and went their whole life motherfucking believing that bullshit-ass lie. And then you tell a nigga it was 8 presidents before that, you know. And they're like, no, the fucking, why is that?
Right.
George Washington is the first president. He's even on a dollar bill. You stupid. That crazy shit. You've been listening to that crazy man. You know, stupid shit like that. You know, but the shit is the fucking truth. George Washington was a fucking general. But Prince said that shit. He was like, you know, we had fucking 8 presidents before this bitch nigga. Don't lie to me. So, you know, Prince, big up the fucking Prince, because ain't none of y'all Timbo man's wearing fucking niggas in the hip-hop or entertainment business all around the fucking world ever came out and made that shit in a fucking interview, that statement. Mm. Prince is a real nigga. That nigga he deserved to wear high heels for literally saying that on the Tavis Smiley show, right, where it is mostly populated by black people to watch. And you know what that bitch-ass, Geechee Coon-ass motherfucker Tavis Smiley said to that nigga?
What?
Well, we got a black president. And Prince wanted to say, nigga, the first president was black, motherfucker.
Hello?
He ain't your first president, motherfucker.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, Prince, you should see the look on Prince's face like, nigga. Nigga, how the fuck you going to come at me with that foul-ass shit, nigga? Like, you should see that shit. When Prince, he was like, well, you know, well, we have our first black president now. So Prince just answered that nigga. He said, first of all, nigga, I don't even get in no shit like that. You know, I'm not into politics. And he was like, well, people are going to get mad at me if I don't ask you. Like, nigga, oh, you psychic motherfucker now? That motherfucker's about to get mad
right
at you if you don't ask Prince the next question? Like,
right,
shut the fuck up, you faggot. You better watch them faggots wearing goddamn loafers than them niggas wearing heels.
Oh, shit.
But anyway, so, you know, he was like, real niggas wear high heels. Hell yeah, Johnny. But that motherfucker said, motherfucker, they're going to get mad at me. You know what I'm saying? If I don't ask you this, why you don't vote? He said, because my dog ain't running the goddamn race. My dog ain't in that race.
Mm.
Amen.
Hey.
Amen. That nigga said that shit, man. I hope a lot of niggas caught that was listening. They probably like, anyway, Prince a faggot anyway. He don't know what the fuck he's talking about, wearing high heels, talking about there was 8 black presidents. Fuck Prince. I like Michael anyway. Mind you, they like Michael sick ass, right? Are you fucking serious? Are y'all fucking serious? Y'all don't know what the fucking really know what the fuck is real from fucking phony. First of all, let me put this shit on record. They spent their whole time striving to make Michael the exact replica of Prince, okay? Michael came dark and lovely. Prince came light-skinned and which appeared to be ugly. You understand?
Right.
Now, not only that, mind you, Prince is a Jehovah's Witness. What's Michael's original fucking religion? Jehovah's Witness, right? Now, Michael did what? Bleached his skin, fucking sloped his nose like Prince, and permed his motherfucking hat, put fake hair in there. Mind you, by the way, Prince never
right
wore a motherfucking weave. Shout out, that was his real shit. That his real shit. Okay, but you can tell, and how the fuck you gonna make Michael the king of pop when that bitch nigga can't play not one instrument? Prince mastered all fucking instruments on the planet. You understand? So you see what they did? They did the flip flop on you, motherfucker. They flip flopped on you. You see what I'm saying? You gotta watch for the fucking hook. How the fuck is this nigga the king? They made him the king of pop because we had the Prince. You feel me? And you can't be king unless you Prince first. You understand what I'm saying? And ain't that how the way this shit works?
Going. Yeah, I see where you're going.
You understand? And if
yes.
you listen to all Prince music, man, Prince is a bad motherfucker because his music is the fucking, that's the only nigga that I know that tells the truth in all his fucking music. That's a little bit different. Michael would be like, it don't matter if you black or white. Nigga, tell the truth, Michael, and stop lying. It does matter, you sick fuck. It do fucking matter. The fuck you get that from? Prince got a song called Goddamn, let me play this goddamn song for you motherfuckers. Y'all don't know who the fuck Prince is. Prince is a real motherfucking nigga. See, obviously y'all don't know shit about Prince, but I'm finna motherfucking Prince y'all motherfuckers in real quick. This song is entitled Black Motherfucker in the House.
Hey, yo, what up, man?
What? You people can't come in here?
Summer, man.
It's not the place.
You know what I want to do is use your telephone.
Why you white motherfucking pack of wood, you redneck son of a bitch, I kick your motherfucking ass.
Niggas is not used to real music and instruments, so it's kind of throwing y'all vibrations off because y'all used to that synthetic goddamn Pro Tools and all that fucking bullshit. But so y'all got to get back aligned to natural fucking music because it's all synthetic now, so that's going to take a long time to get y'all niggas back in y'all natural rhythm and your natural tones. So let me put that shit on record, all right? Y'all niggas better pick up a motherfucking real instrument so y'all niggas can get back in tune, all right? Because it ain't fucking hip-hop that's destroying you. It's not fucking BET. It's not none of that shit. It's just that your ass, you personally, is not in tune with natural fucking music.
Mm.
That's your fucking problem. 206, your mic is open, sweetheart. I just want to tell you that.
What it do, Don?
Hey, baby, yeah. How you doing?
I'm all good. I'm on the block, though, so I'm going to be on mute for a minute.
Oh, that's fine, sweetheart. Take care of your business. I love to hear your voice all the time. All right, but here's another one called Gold Niggas. Let me put that on record, Prince did. See, Michael Jackson ain't going to do this shit. Michael Jackson is a Caucasian. The fuck are y'all talking about? Y'all got to know real niggas when you see it. This song here is called Gold Niggas.
Hey, what up, y'all? NPG's in the house, kicking the gift. Talking about us living in an incubator society. And ain't shit changed in 20 years, y'all. We're just in a state of sobriety. That's right. This one is subject to justification. Cause we shooting for heads of state. And to my brothers and sisters struggling to try and learn, don't be confused by the term. That might seem offensive to some, but when we've adapted, that means the money's earned by the knowledge and creative efforts of a black man. We can feel good cause there's no blood on his hands. And the time of respect is gotten, not from what a leader might say, but 9Ms, Glock 7s, and 8Ks. It's a shame, but that's the way it is. That's the reality of things. Our state of mind has been twisted, demented in a way that seems irreversible. Too much clout and status and in the movers and shakers and people with poor. Instead of leading, we are being led by generations of punk mother. Yo, Tone Nuff said, yeah, you right, but I must speak on this. But for me and my people, dying is endless abyss. So as we go round and round and attempt to get bigger, I send a shout out to all my fellow goat niggas. Stay strong.
We have finally now separated niggas
right.
from gold niggas. There is a separation. What do you think?
Definitely.
Are there any gold niggas in attendance on the Donna Coleon show, or is it just niggas on the Donna Coleon show? Are there any just gold niggas in the world? How many gold niggas on the planet? Or is it just niggas? But that's a bad cut, though. Y'all got to hear that shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's some powerful. That's some real shit. But, you know, yeah, that's Prince. You know, recognize, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? That's just to give y'all a little brief history on the motherfucking fake Messiah, Michael Jackson, and the real Messiah, Prince, if you had to choose, you know? I just want to put that on record, gold niggas and black motherfuckers. That black motherfuckers in the house, that shit, they're gangsta as fuck. Because they cussing out rednecks and rednecks cussing out their ass and shit, right?
Right.
They come in the club and shit. They fucking redneck. Like, y'all niggas don't belong to this motherfucker. So then you hear the nigga in the beginning say, fuck you, you peckerhead redneck motherfucker. We coming in this bitch. Yeah. Big ups to Prince. I love that nigga with heels. Yes, that's a real nigga. He'll stab you with one of them motherfuckers.
Right.
So, anyway, what you got? But, oh, so that was that, though. But he did put on record to, you know, Tavis Smiley nigga audience that we had 8 presidents before George Washington. See, they're always fucking lying. And that's why it's just difficult for me to wean out what gold nigga in attendance that don't even believe other niggas when they go out and profess the white man's doctrine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's where I have to separate gold niggas from niggas. You know what I'm saying? You know, gold niggas from niggas, because a nigga would believe would come out of a nigga mouth, not knowing that that's the white man's doctrine that he kicking.
Absolutely.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Am I making sense? I just want to make sure if I'm making sense, because that's why I just don't like niggas that listen to niggas that's kicking white man's doctrine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the majority of Christians, you know, are niggas that listen to a nigga that kicks the white man's doctrine. I don't fucking like that. And the majority of these niggas, you know, how great their name is, they still kicking the white man's doctrine. I don't give a fuck how many times they say my black people and the revolution, using key fucking words that have these niggas believing that these niggas that's kicking the white man's doctrine is a real nigga that's in attendance or a gold nigga. You're not a fucking gold nigga, nigga. We know, motherfucker, that you have been trained, raised and gravy trained on that motherfucker's plantation and learn everything about certain keywords to have us motherfucking believe that your ass is part of the motherfucking movement and your bitch ass ain't. So they use keywords, revolution, black people, Nubians, Malcolm X, and when Marcus Garvey. They use these fucking words like that shit's supposed to do something for a gold nigga. That shit don't do shit for a gold nigga motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, we know you good at studying the fucking nigga dictionary, motherfucker, and what words that keep niggas alert and think that your ass is the one, motherfucker. Ta Kanum Ka says, my people preparing for Nibiru. Where my boy at New Power? At New Power, y'all got, you got a friend in the chat room, sweetheart, a cousin, or an inmate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, I'm saying niggas always looking for something, ain't they? You leave one religion, first you looking for Jesus, waiting on Jesus, preparing for Jesus. Now you motherfuckers preparing for Nibiru, same goddamn shit. Like, y'all niggas got to make up y'all mind.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The Moors preparing to get sovereignty and shit. They're waiting on their day. I mean, this shit is ridiculous. Like, meanwhile, goddamn, I'm just preparing to motherfucking light another cigarette. You feel me? The fuck is that shit? Like, nigga, I'm preparing to pick up this motherfucking NOS energy drink can and sip on this motherfucker right now. Y'all still waiting to prepare for something that, what, when? This shit ain't, I mean, come on, man. Get y'all motherfuckers. That's, oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? That's why I see why Jesus left them niggas, and I see why Dr. York left them niggas. This is why. You got to leave these motherfuckers. Like, nigga, I got so much to tell you, but you can't act better. You can't even bet.
Right.
You can't even bet. You fuck around and turn into a religion after
exactly.
I tell you that shit.
Exactly.
Like, you know, that's what the fuck that shit is, you know? like, fuck, yeah, y'all just goddamn turn everything into a religion. 865. Why 865-455? Your mic is open.
A dollar store, you know that?
Yeah.
They made a mistake to push one. But it's good that niggas be at work listening to the Donna Coleon show, don't
they? Yeah.
Jolly say the whole number out. Yeah, if I do it, that nigga hear that shit, won't it?
Right.
You know what, Jolly? I didn't approve of your whole number being said out. You know, I love you. You my sister. Kind of, sort of, somewhere down the line between Adam and Eve. I know we're related. Or from the stars, one or the other. But I didn't appreciate that shit, Jolly, for real. You know, I did not appreciate that nigga, you know, trying to, you know, come at you like that. You feel me? I just want to let you know I don't co-sign on shit like that. I think that was low down. That was low down. Let me see, is he in the chat room? What's the name of his shit now? The Grind Report. Oh, yeah, he ain't in here. I can talk about the motherfucker. I don't think the shit was right, personally. But we going to pass that. So yeah, so you got the little black people want to be Africans. They fucking waiting on their ancestors and shit.
Right.
I mean, you got a whole bunch of them, but then you got the other kind of niggas waiting on Obama. Like, are you fucking, y'all prepared for shit that is not goddamn, it's not gonna do shit for you? Get your shit together now. What are you prepared for? Nigga, don't you realize, motherfucker, that this has all been a goddamn stage, a setup to have motherfuckers waiting on some shit that ain't coming? There's not gonna, like, again, now, if homeboy Todd say Nibiru, so I'm taking it that this nigga must be a Nuwapian, so I'm just gonna talk to this brother in our language, if I may speak Nuwapic to him real quick. Deep by mold, dizzle, for shizzle, my nizzle. Kept deep ham, Allah, wakba, kadum hat, shakalaka, bang bang. I'm so bad. You want me to interpret that for you, pretty? Let me tell you what I said to that motherfucker. I will.
Okay. Look at this.
I'm for real. I'll tell that motherfucker. I'll tell y'all what I said. At the end of the goddamn day, listen, here's the thing. If you're going to prepare for anything, prepare for right now. And here's the fucked up shit about Christians, Nuwabians who are now religious, then a motherfucker who believes that something's going to come and fucking save them. And whoever else, these Moorish niggas or these Allah Akbar motherfuckers.
Right.
At the end of the goddamn day, nigga, what's going to be so, if it does happen, what's going to be pissed off is they're going to go right past you, motherfuckers. You ain't even on the goddamn list. Stop thinking that the goddamn, that you got a seat on some shit, and you ain't even paid your motherfucking ticket to get on that motherfucker. You got to motherfucking do your part, nigga, to get in this motherfucker.
Right.
All right? You got to pay your motherfucking dues, nigga. That's the fucking problem. Niggas think, oh, I'm a Nuwabian, I can automatically get on the goddamn ship. No, the fuck you can't, bitch, nigga. You're a Christian. Oh, Jesus going to take me because I'm a Christian. Oh, no, the fuck, it ain't happening that way, motherfucker. Y'all bitch niggas better motherfucking find out whether or not y'all deeds is right and exact. That's what the fuck y'all need to start at. You better get your goddamn, I'm for real, you know, at the end of the day, get your shit right. You know, prepare to goddamn perfect your motherfucking self. Prepare to wean out some of them goddamn, prepare for psychic self-defense first.
Absolutely.
You know, because shit, like, I mean, I'm sorry, sweetheart, but, you know, if there is anything coming for any group of motherfucking people, and if you think if they coming for your black ass, nigga, you can forget it. They ain't coming to save your bitch ass just because your ass say you a part of something that they said is coming for you. They don't give a fuck about that shit, nigga. They come for their family member. And don't try to motherfucking think that you part of the goddamn family.
Right.
You know, I don't know why, nigga. I mean, niggas, I don't understand. Niggas need to get this shit together, nigga. It's happening right here on fucking earth if you realize that shit. You know what I'm saying? If you get your shit together, first of all, Nibiru sends out 280,000 smaller ships called Shams, all right? Nibiru is not coming into this atmosphere, for one. Nibiru is three times the size of the planet Earth, okay? So it ain't coming. It has 2,800 motherfucking smaller shams called shams. Those are the ones that the United States government has also duplicated. So sometimes niggas think that it's a real fucking UFO. It really is not no such thing as a UFO, but some type of flying object. But the United States has their own goddamn aircraft that's in the disc shape, or the cylinder shape, and all these other type of goddamn shapes, okay? So for one goddamn reason, nigga, the United States has the ability to trick your motherfucking ass at any given moment if you fucking around waiting on a goddamn ship to come pick your ass up. This is what we call the slave mentality. It was a ship that shipped your ass in this motherfucking country and fucked your ass up, and now you're looking for a ship to come down and save your motherfucking. That same fucking ship ain't coming for your bitch ass. Niggas are always waiting for a ship. You know, good ship, lollipop. Nah, nigga, that's why there's a sucker born every goddamn day. Get your mind out that motherfucker and do right while you living on this motherfucker is the goddamn answer. Fuck you preparing. Like, nigga, you ain't even got your bags packed. How can you prepare for something that if it's coming for you, nigga, you ain't got to prepare for a goddamn thing? Like, what the fuck? You think your luggage gonna go on that motherfucker, nigga? You think your photo album or your cat, your dog, and your fucking children, motherfucker, nigga, come on. Christian, same goddamn way. And then fucking government already have the ability to holographic project Jesus coming out of the fucking sky, so you can imagine how many of them niggas going to be led the fuck astray. They have that ability, holographic projections. They have that now. They got the power to do holograms now. So, yeah, I mean, they got some shit staged for every last one of you motherfuckers on the planet. And for the vegetarians, we're going to have a big-ass carrot coming out the sky for you motherfuckers. Right. Y'all can be led astray. For all the fucking vegans and shit.
Yeah.
I mean, they got a catch for every fucking body that believe in everything other than they goddamn self. They got a catch for your bitch ass.
That's right.
They got a catch for you.
Your ass.
Watch for the fucking hook. They got a catch. They got a net called the World Wide Web for your ass. Casting their net. So anyway, that's that. So, you know, I mean, we got a brainy smurf in this bitch too. That's why our master teacher said many times. Did y'all ever get the point why brainy smurf always got throw it on his fucking head every time? The real Smurfs, the ones who kept their identity, they stay individual, and then fucking Brandy Smurf always want to quote Papa Smurf, and they always threw that nigga on his fucking head. Did y'all realize that that's why they didn't want to hear shit Papa Smurf had to say? Papa Smurf always said, and Brandy Smurf, oh, maybe this is before y'all time. Some of y'all are like 12 and 13 on the show, right? Y'all didn't watch the Smurfs, but that nigga always got thrown on his fucking head. Nobody gives a fuck what Papa Smurf say, sweetheart. It ain't that goddamn deep. That's why you notice. That's why the Smurfs did it. They kept throwing that quoting motherfucker on his goddamn, like, nigga, shut the fuck up. We already know what the fuck he said, nigga. But Papa Smurf ain't looking for niggas to quote him. He looking for motherfuckers to goddamn do what the fuck is necessary for the call, motherfucker.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, I mean, that's just like Christians. Christians quote all the fucking time. Like, nigga, when y'all gonna do what the fuck the nigga said?
Absolutely.
Motherfucker, damn. Y'all some great goddamn quotas, but shit, motherfucker, it's time to suit up. Sell your sandals and buy swords, motherfucker. Oh, my God, is he on the light? Oh, my God. He says, dang, you are very Amber, just like a Christian. It's cute. You know, because one thing about the wives, right, they can't call you a devil if they call you a black devil, right? But the thing is, you got the green light and the amber light, right? So that's like
right.
The good light and the bad light. This shit, that's
absolutely.
So cute. Look, he said, dang, you are very Amber light, exactly.
Wow.
Like, oh, my God, yeah, incredible. Incredible. But what's funny is Amber Light bitch is sitting on everything your master teacher got. That's the funny shit about it.
Well, there it is.
Ain't that some shit? Damn. Give your shit to an Amber Light motherfucker. Get all his shit to an Amalite, not old nigga Papan for Nibiru and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, he know better to give it to all these spooked out motherfuckers. Like, he knew better. He knew better. Give it out to these self-righteous religious motherfuckers.
Absolutely.
He knew better. He knew better because that shit would have been already shut down like all the other goddamn stores and all the other shit that they've been trying to motherfucking destroy any fucking way. Because they have no brain of their own. So if someone comes and say, I am the daughter, father, sister, brother of the master teacher, and he says to turn over your shit that he gave you, you would fall for it. That's how stupid you are. See, a bitch like me, don't fall for shit like that.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, that's Papa Smurf, man, off the fucking rip, man. It's a lot of Papa Smurf, though, because you got niggas that take, you know, Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Honorable Elijah Muhammad always said, he's a Papa Smurf. Goddamn Noble Drew Ali is a Papa Smurf. Goddamn Martin Luther King is a Papa Smurf. Malcolm X is a Papa Smurf. Goddamn, who else? Did I miss anybody? You know, it's a whole bunch of Papa Smurfs, depending on what goddamn land you belong to. You're going to hear a whole bunch of niggas quoting that shit like it means something. Like, are you fucking serious, nigga?
Yeah.
Johnny said polite is a Minty's Papa Smurf. Oh, well, that nigga Gargamel.
Ooh.
There's a whole bunch of Gargamels in the form of goddamn what's considered Papa Smurf, though, but fuck that shit. Niggas better goddamn get your mind fucking back at the end of the goddamn day, stuff. I mean, you know, I mean, for real, because you got to watch when niggas quote shit, because you don't know if they trying to put you under some type of spell. You know what I'm saying? Or to make them look good and shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know. You got to watch for the fucking hook. Yes, can I help you? All right, sweetheart. God bless you and heaven shine upon you. All right. Anyway, so I just, you know, I watch for the fucking hook. I just watch for key words, man. You know, because like I told these niggas in the hip-hop industry, right, Pretty, I told these motherfuckers, man, y'all better watch out because a lot of these niggas in the form of goddamn gangster rappers are COINTELPRO. They come to infiltrate your motherfucking clique.
Absolutely.
They come to do it. And I'm going to tell y'all the fuck, that nigga Shawty Low, yep, that nigga is a motherfucking fed. He is fucking fed. I know them niggas. They're groomed to motherfucking come in your shit and try to find that shit where they can fucking lock your ass up as a malefactor, basically. Did you notice when Drake came in the camp, who went to jail?
Lil Wayne.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Soon as got there, and remember your boy, Alpha Omega, right?
Right.
Remember
right.
Alpha Omega? Warrior, come get the cat. I told you to keep the goddamn door closed. The hell is your problem? Get him. Hurry up before he knock all my shit down. Thank you. But when Alpha Omega came in, I said, that's the infiltrator right there. What happens? He let Alpha Omega go because of what? Because the nigga was an FBI informant.
Right.
But what happens?
For some old
bullshit. They killed the motherfucking, they shot the one that really protects him and instituted the goddamn fake-ass bodyguard to goddamn bring the guns into the picture. Mm-hmm. Nigga, you need guns. I know
right.
a motherfucker that's selling them. You see, all this shit. Like, niggas better watch who the fuck in your shit.
You can't, that's right.
You know? Well, yeah, I gotta watch the math, man. I'm like, you know. I that's why I always say it's not even safe to form any nigga shit. No fucking more. You can't, the only nigga
shit. Oh,
you're
right about
form,
that. Yeah.
The only nigga shit, if you gonna form anything, form your fucking wife, husband, and child, and a dog named Toto. That's it. That's about the safest goddamn shit you can fucking form. Anybody believing that niggas, all niggas need to come together, you done get
you
that shit out your motherfucking head. That is not heaven, motherfucker. That is not
okay.
gonna protect you. Off the fucking rip. This still goes back down to family.
Mm-hmm.
That's real.
Mm-hmm. It still go back down to family, man. These niggas joining the goddamn shit because a nigga got an idea to start some old shit. Nigga, you better walk away from that shit. It ain't that fucking serious. It's not going to save you. It's not. They ain't going to pay your motherfucking bills. They ain't going to give you a job in their organization where you can feed your family. Get the fuck out of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no need. And the nigga that's still believing this bullshit, like, it shit is game over, nigga. It's all about your fucking beehive. Like, other than that, these niggas don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck. They are infiltrators. They COINTELPRO. Their job is to make sure that black people will never come together. And I'll tell you why again, like I said in the fucking beginning, because you looking at a nigga by the color of his goddamn skin, and Martin Luther King said, judge these niggas by their character.
That's right.
Exactly.
Stop falling for because a nigga black and shit. You got to watch for the fucking hook. Fuck, I just want everybody to say fuck black people. I'm telling you, make you feel better. It make you feel better. That way can't nobody come up to you black kicking the same knowledge
Absolutely.
And using keywords for your ass and shit.
Absolutely.
Next thing you know, the nigga live with you. Next thing you know, your shit either stolen from you because the shit did
bit?
Happen to a lot of motherfucking niggas
ain't
kicking that
bit?
Black shit. You move them
That's
in
right.
and shit. And they fucking rob your ass blind, or they fucking fuck your wife, fuck your kids, fuck all of your shit up, all that fucking shit, or motherfucking do some foul shit, get your ass in it, now your ass in jail, your baby mama by her goddamn self. That shit is so fucking low budget now. And I still don't understand why the fuck grown-ass niggas still want to belong to little fucking boys and girls club. Get the fuck, grow up. Grow the fuck up.
Mm.
Grow, I'm serious. Like, man, y'all too fucking grown to belong to Boys and Girls Club, man. Get out of that shit. God damn.
The mentality still trapped. That's all.
Man, it's worse than that goddamn mentality, man. It's worse. It's shit that got out of, I mean, come on, man. Have history ever told us any fucking thing? We still watching it right the fuck now. You know what I'm saying? And don't even know that, you know, motherfuckers is using the shit out of goddamn niggas are just, oh, my God. Like, they got to a point where they got so much fucking knowledge, but they still don't have no fucking conscious or fucking intuitive clairvoyance or telepathy side of them. Like, you steal some physical motherfuckers when you can't motherfucking see the devil coming before it come and you don't know who the fuck the devil is, nigga, then all that shit you kicking don't mean shit. All that black power shit you kicking, it don't mean shit if you can't motherfucking recognize that that enemy is the devil, and that devil happens to look like your black ass.
Mm-hmm.
You can't see that shit, then, nigga. Hey, you can't, don't tell me shit about, that's why I do have to commend a few black people. I would have to commend for, like, Delbert Blair, smart as a fucking whip, show up and lead these niggas where the fuck they at. Phil Valentine, show up and lead these niggas where the fuck they at, because they already know. Shit, nigga, I'll be damned to have y'all niggas drop your nets and follow me. Fuck up my shit.
Hmm.
You can tell they ain't fucking with that shit. You can tell they ain't with. We all need to come together and fucking live under one roof. They ain't kicking that shit. Them some smart motherfuckers. They like, nigga, I'm going to talk for goddamn 2 hours and I'm going to get the fuck away from you, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's why I commend them motherfuckers and goddamn, what that other dick nigga like, Dr. Jeffrey, you know he about 102 and shit. Oh, yeah, I commend that motherfucker, too. He ain't fucking with you niggas. he ain't fucking with none of you motherfuckers. That nigga got there come on a damn show and he is talking behind a motherfucking telephone, goddamn it. Fuck that. Smart as a goddamn whip for that shit. I rock their ass to sleep. Sell them a couple of fucking books and some free tickets to the goddamn lecture for those who win. And that's it, and I'm out. But you watch these niggas who want everybody to come together, who's yelling, we got to come together. God damn it, I done started some shit called ComeTogether.com. Join that motherfucker. All that stupid shit. You got to watch them little motherfuckers. You got to watch that shit. And you know what the fuck is so stupid about niggas? And I noticed this shit on Facebook.
What?
when they put up the goddamn news clip that Facebook is with the CIA, right?
Oh, Lord, yeah.
So all of them posted that shit on Facebook. Like, nigga,
yeah.
Like, how fucking ignorant can you be? And then be like, fuck Facebook. Fuck that motherfucker. They fuck FBI. Why the fuck you still in this shit then, nigga?
Hmm.
When you been and left that motherfucker?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's some goddamn, like, how ignorant is that? And Facebook see everything we doing. They all in our business. And you still on that motherfucker. How ignorant are you?
Absolutely.
How fucking, if you know the truth, nigga, that shit should supposed to set you free from what the fuck it got your ass under surveillance, wouldn't it?
Okay.
Like, goddamn. Like, come on, man.
I understand.
Niggas just tagging motherfuckers in it. That shit. Like, damn, boy, how ignorant can you niggas be? I would personally get the fuck out of some shit. I mean, but you can tell that niggas, this is why they still exist, because niggas don't know how to let go. They don't even, and they know the fucking truth, but don't know how to let go. Ain't that a bitch? Ain't that a bitch?
Right.
If you know that's the fucking truth, motherfucker, why can't you just let go, nigga? Let go of it. They can't. Not when it, now if it was a black site, if Facebook was spearheaded by black motherfuckers, and that shit came out, and yeah. niggas wouldn't have been, nigga, Facebook been empty. You'd be like, where all my friends went?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that a bitch? That shows you that they still under some type of fucking spell, mental bondage. They cannot mentally break the fucking spell of their so-called, goddamn it, give me the word. I wanted to say slave masters. I really didn't want to take you all the way back that way.
Yeah.
But, you know, of these of oppressors, okay, thank you. Or that, too. I ain't want to say oppressors or slave masters or all that shit, but you can tell. You can tell. Because my thing is this.
Okay.
If you fucking with me, I ain't coming back to your shit. I'm going to tell you off the fucking rip. I don't fuck with you if you fuck. If you fuck with me, I'm not coming back to your fucking house. I'm not going to call your number. I'm dropping your bitch ass like a bad habit. I'm done. But you can tell all of these so-called fake-ass revolutionary can't stand the fucking white man and these niggas run every fucking thing and we need to do our own shit and then get mad at regular average motherfuckers for not knowing what they know, right? The regular average motherfuckers who work for them, who goddamn it goes to their religious goddamn temples and shit that the Caucasians set up for them to get more brainwashed, get bad, mad at them motherfuckers, the welfare niggas, the niggas with the jobs in the plantation and shit, the bitches with the weave in the fucking hair. But these the niggas that know that Facebook is ran and operated by the CIA and they can't stand anything dealing with three letters. They don't like nothing with three letters. FBI, CIA, GOV, USA, they don't like none of that shit. But y'all can't let it go. Y'all can't let it. Y'all are no fucking difference than the motherfuckers that clock in. Y'all the ones that's supposed to set the goddamn example if, in fact, what you say is true.
It's true, yeah.
Y'all supposed to set that goddamn example. So you can't goddamn point a finger at a nigga that don't know. Y'all are the ones that say y'all know. Be the example. And then I find out that the majority of these motherfucking black motherfucking revolutionary motherfucking pop your fist in the fucking ass, my fucking
right.
people and the white man, this, that, and the third. Did you know that the majority of them niggas got jobs?
Mm.
Did you fucking
okay.
know that shit?
Yeah.
The majority of these niggas got jobs. All this white man shit, but them niggas clock in during the daytime. You see us, right? We the Freemans. You know, but no, I'm not saying it's not. I tell you what's it's right that they do have a job, but it's wrong when they're saying to everybody else, get rid of the shit you got. But they clock in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like how the fuck you gonna, you know, make that declaration? How you gonna make that statement? That shit ain't right. And niggas believe you and shit. Niggas think you out hustling and teaching the fucking people from 9 in the morning to motherfucking 6 at night. But your bitch ass clocked in. That shit ain't right. You got niggas quitting their fucking job thinking your ass out teaching the people, and you got a nice goddamn your own entrepreneurship going on, and you ain't got shit but a white man's corporation you clock into. That shit ain't fucking right. Tell the truth, shame the fucking devil. Be real with motherfuckers. Say, I want out the system just like all you motherfuckers. Stop saying that your bitch ass.
Right.
You know, stop saying that you done let go of everything, motherfucker, because you didn't. Stop lying. Stop fucking lying to these motherfucking people.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying. You know, that's how you know. You go on Facebook, you see all them niggas got them putting articles up of motherfucking white man running shit. Facebook sick as fuck doing all this foul
shit. Right.
They can't even let go of a goddamn website, so it tells you who the fuck they are. You can't even let go of a goddamn website. So we know that you will never let go of the white man's hand if you can't let go of that goddamn Facebook.
Hmm.
It shows right there. I'm just sitting back watching. You feel?
Right. You right? Yeah.
You know, but niggas don't know how to analyze. This must be analyzed this Friday because niggas ain't never analyzed that shit. I sit back and watch all these pump the fist in the ass niggas who be on Blog Talk saying white man this and the corporations and we need to get the fuck out the system. Then niggas start with Facebook, motherfucker. You can't start with Facebook because you need that white man because he gives you nothing.
Okay.
And we're done. That's my take on the shit. What'd you say?
No, I said I'm not giving up Facebook. I promote on that.
Oh, they do too.
Okay.
Shit. They do too. And they promote on Blog Talk, but they'll fucking say white man run everything. We ain't got shit. They want to keep us out and shit.
Yeah.
Y'all paying goddamn Blog Talk bills and shit. This, that, and the third. Nigga, you paying goddamn your broadband connection too, motherfucker. Get rid of that.
Exactly.
Get rid of that.
It was,
get rid of your Verizon, your AT&T phone,
I'm
motherfucker.
Telling you.
Get rid of your fucking power. Get rid of all that fucking shit. And then I know that you fucking ready and real about walking away from these motherfuckers' corporations. Take your money out the fucking bank, bitch nigga. Stop working for the motherfuckers, bitch nigga. Other than that, bitch nigga, you are lying. You got to be the first one to start this shit. And the only reason, and the only way we'll know you did, your ass somewhere in the motherfucking woods living off of goddamn hay and goddamn grass, motherfucker. Built you a house of straw. That's the only way I fucking know, nigga, that you are solely independent without the motherfucking white man breastfeeding you or dick feeding you.
Okay.
Other than that shit you talking is full of shit. You got to be an infiltrator because I don't understand this shit. I don't understand if your foundation is to free your people, but you still enslaved your goddamn self, this shit ain't going nowhere. If you saying that we are still slaves, because they do say that shit. They love saying that.
Don't they?
It throws us all in that bitch. We are all slaves and shit, and the revolution will not be televised. Okay, so in what book should we buy that belong to you, nigga? I ain't reading another slave book. I ain't got time to read another slave book of another slave that done wrote a fucking book. Finally know how to read and write. Now the nigga know how to write a book. Ooh, good for you. Kudos, bitch nigga. What you need, Ty? I can help you out, man. I know the holy tablet verbatim. What you need, sweetheart? What you need, Shawty? You need a verse from the holy tablet? Wait, I can quote that shit. Nigga, I can quote every goddamn thing. How you spell tablet? I can't spell, though. Your mama's so stupid, she thought the holy tablet was a Tylenol.
I'm going to use that one.
Man, that'll be.
Hell no.
But anyway, Todd, what you need, baby? I got your back, shout out, man. I hope you ain't listening to the Donna Corleone show, because then, goddamn, this will be some bullshit. Hope you just in the chat room, striving to share your knowledge.
Yeah, I think he is.
You need a verse from the tablets? I got you, child. Look at Blog Talk talking about don't speak so fast. Are you fuck, nigga, who speaking? Nigga, we typing. The fuck is that shit? So anyway, and basically, now somebody wanted me to talk about this shit before we get out of here. I guess your boy Kanye talking about he's, you know, they put the article up that he's a bisexual and all that shit. Yeah. You know, like, you know, my thing is this, okay? Like, I know that niggas at this point would do anything to sell more motherfucking fortune cookies, okay? For real. You know, I know that. I know that. Because they're trying, what they're, if in fact what I think they know, what I've been striving to tell you motherfuckers about, is that they're striving to get them billions quickly. And they're going to do whatever the fuck it takes to get them billions. Because it's going to cost money to motherfucking sit your ass in one of those seats that they're fucking flying out. So I don't know what you niggas do money for, but these niggas doing trying to get the money to get the fuck off this bitch with their ass. You understand? And a millionaire, you being a millionaire, is not going to buy you a motherfucking seat. Let me put that on the record. Off this motherfucker. So, I mean, they're trying to do any and everything they fucking can. And I'm sure they know. I know that these niggas know what the fuck is going on because where they at, they know what the fuck is going on. You know what I'm saying? Where the majority of the so-called poor class, they don't get what the fuck is really going on. They get a whole bunch of black reality shows and a whole bunch of new albums that come out. And a whole bunch of new shoes that come out. And a whole bunch of new fads and all that shit. This is what they get.
Right.
But these motherfuckers get to hear the ears and the lips of everybody else that's even higher than them and what the fuck they're going on, what the fuck is going on.
But they can't say a word.
Huh?
Yeah, but they can't say a word.
Well, Dallas Austin damn sure did, but...
Huh. And they can't say too much. You know what I'm saying? You only can see their motion.
Right. But, you know, I mean, shit, I mean, I'm so really past this gay shit now. Like, I'm really immune to it. It doesn't even bother me. Because I realize that, let's say that he is bisexual, who, I don't give a fuck. I mean,
okay.
Shit, yeah, I got to look at who the fuck ain't in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, it don't even matter any fucking more. That's still all part of the keep niggas talking about shit that really don't fucking mean a goddamn thing. That keeps the poor people talking about that shit. You heard Kanye gang? Yeah, I saw it on Facebook. Yeah, nigga made the statement. Like, I mean, that keeps them occupied.
Mm-hmm.
Little chatter like that keeps them occupied. You know, everything that's going on in the black shit, that's why I really stopped putting shit up on the front page on Georgia Gossip, because it's not, it's nigger conversation. It is conversation for niggas and not conversation for gold niggas.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's the truth. I mean, you know, and I only updated the fucking page just because I just felt like it was necessary to goddamn at least keep shit current on that motherfucker, but I really want to talk about what I really want to fucking talk about, but it ain't enough motherfuckers that's on that level.
Oh.
I want to write about what I really want to what you motherfuckers to read, but ain't too many motherfuckers on that level. I'll just be writing that shit to my damn self.
But you'd be surprised.
I read it, John.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that ain't... Okay, that's cute. Two readers. Beautiful. That ain't the point, though. That ain't the point, because I can say it on the show, too. You feel me what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's like, at the end of the day, all the information is out there, for real, for
yeah.
those that can gravitate towards, you know, what could be beneficial
mm-hmm.
for their beehive, not just their beehive. But I know that there's a lot of things that we do take as form as entertainment, such as a few of the, but first of all, if you notice, all the black reality, there's so many black reality shows coming out now that black is taking over Caucasian shit now. And it looks, and if you look at it from one angle, it's like, wow, that's great. If you look at it from another angle, it's like, this is disgusting. Black people are giving us a bad name. Look at these motherfuckers. Look at Basketball Wives. Look at this. Look at that. Everybody got a real reality show. But if you notice that, because the Caucasians are fucking leaving. And the majority of these niggas that got these fucking reality shows, they are producing, directing the shit they fucking self. Look at the credits. They're gone. They're getting the fuck out of this bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's why they, I mean, niggas are everywhere now. You find them everywhere. You find a fucking nigga in NASA, running NASA, like, because by the time these crackers take off with a few niggas with them, somebody going to have to keep this shit believing that it's still going on.
Mm.
You know, so, because they already know it's already prophecy that the planet will be destroyed, and that is the fucking truth. They know that. That's why they keep putting these movies up. That, yeah, Earth is going to be destroyed. That is the fucking truth. I wouldn't say the ball itself, just inside that motherfucker.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It's everything got to go. Everything must go. It is a clearance sale. Everything
Hello?
Got to go.
Okay.
They got to clear this shit up. And they know that. And they really know when this shit is going to fucking happen in the time. And that's why they are preparing. You know, they are. And they have the means to prepare. That's the only fucking fine shit about the shit. It ain't like they just sitting on the couch saying we're preparing. I mean, these niggas literally gathering, building shit, using everybody's money to fucking build their own shit to get the fuck off this motherfucker and going somewhere else to rebuild, to establish a new fucking life some goddamn where else off this fucking rock.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, niggas like Nuwabians, they ain't even built the fucking Nibiru yet. Are you serious? Bill, you a fucking sham, nigga. Do something, motherfucker. You don't even know if something coming for you. At least, goddamn it, get a job at NASA or some shit. Figure out how the fuck they making these goddamn ships. That's what the fuck I would goddamn suggest or advise. Well, they are getting the fuck off this motherfucker because everything must go. Everything. That shit is the fucking truth, and it's going to happen. One way or goddamn it's coming.
Damn. Just better dig our underground tunnel and get back it on, build our homes underground.
What?
For those who can't afford spaceships.
Well, I mean, the reality of it is that, you know, like, you may not can't afford a fucking spaceship, but your bitch ass can't get a job to know how the fuck one is made. Nobody wants to really fucking infiltrate this shit and figure this shit out. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got stupid fucking jobs and shit. Fuck you got stupid jobs for? That's a stupid job you got. Get a job in fucking Nassau. Get a job in the Pentagon. Get a job. I mean, fuck the fuck. You gonna get a job that really where it can fucking give us the fucking heads up on shit.
Yeah.
We don't want to know, like, my goddamn fucking goddamn daughter got a nigga work at McDonald's. We don't want to know when the new fucking burger coming out, motherfucker. How beneficial could that be for us?
You know, they got the new Twinkie fries coming.
Hell yeah, and he do that shit too. He be like, we got another milkshake coming. Caramel apple milkshake. Like, nigga, nobody gives a get a fucking real fucking job and some real shit. God damn if you gonna get one.
Mm.
Anyway, my children is out of school for spring break, which is truly a blessing. If y'all don't have anything to do, because I don't have a fucking life, I don't have a real fucking job.
What, two?
Huh?
Do I hear you about to say a part two?
Oh, you want me to do one?
Oh, I thought that's what you were about to suggest. What were you about to say?
I was.
Okay, cool.
Oh, my God, we're telekinesis. I was like, I said it's about to, you said it's going to rain. I was like, God, that shit. Now it's up to y'all if y'all want to do it. You know what I'm saying? If not, you know, at least it'll keep goddamn Soap busy. Soap be able to knock out five motherfucking projects
all right.
in 2 hours and shit listening to this shit.
Ah, let's do it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I got this thing convert. I got the stuff converting right now, man. Work on
tell,
the other
side. Tell Ty in the chat room we're doing a show in 30 minutes because I'm going to go.
I got to go get my mailbox.
call some of my peoples on high or some old shit. I don't fucking know, but it's up to y'all if y'all, if y'all, you know, y'all ain't got shit to do. Because I ain't got shit to do. You know, my children is here with me at the store.
Make it happen, Dawn.
Oh, Teflon. Thank you so much, Teflon. Teflon is the one that actually produced that clip where it say, have we all been mindfucked?
Uh-huh. We love it, Teflon.
Yeah, that's Teflon. And anybody that can really, you know, flow on that beat, give me a heads up. DJ play my song at gmail.com. Right, just write me and tell me
I'm
you want to
flow on that beat, Don.
You want
to
sit? That's funny,
right.
Soap, because I told Pretty, I said, now Soap can do Soap
right,
rap, but
I
ain't never heard the motherfucker flow.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Soap ain't going to do that shit. So I'm going to be like, Soap, man, come on, man, I sent you that shit like eight months ago, but I got a lot of shit in front of that shit first. Before your birthday. It'll be out before your next goddamn intro. You already, you too fucking busy. You got enough shit to last your ass for the rest of, before the planet goddamn blows up.
Hey, have a lot
I do
of
not need to
watch.
Sidetrack your motherfucking ass, alright? Anybody that can flow, got an ill flow, that know how to flow, and if I don't like your shit, if you ain't from Atlanta or if you ain't got no Jay-Z tone or that motherfucking nigga on Love and Hip Hop from California type of goddamn appeal or T.I., I ain't fucking with you. I'm telling you right now, I don't want no fucking bullshit on that goddamn track.
Okay.
You got to have some swag. I want to hear some tones in your fucking voice and shit. Goddamn it. Other than that, nigga, you just putting rhymes together. You just fucking nursery rhyming and shit. You ain't got no good deliverance. Fuck that. I don't want no ABC rapper and shit. Especially with no swag on that motherfucker. Fuck you, bitch niggas. Fuck you, conscious rapping ass motherfuckers. Fuck all you motherfuckers. All y'all shit suck. I want some real shit on that motherfucker. And I don't want cussing on it either.
Okay.
Y'all niggas be pretending. I want some real shit. I want a strong fucking deliverance. If you ain't got that shit, fuck it. I'll write some bars and let Pretty spit on it.
Okay. Yeah.
Make
yeah,
that happen.
That
means then I have to fucking artist developer ass for four bars and shit. Be like, man, fucking, come on, shout it, man. Do the shit.
Minaj.
Yeah. Huh?
The Pretty Minaj on
there. Hey, let's do it, though, man. Y'all want to run it back for 30 minutes? In 30 minutes? Let me know now before Blog Talk say, thank you for using Blog Talk.
Let's do that.
Look at the air. Look at the
people always debate it. Who's the greatest player of all time? Dumb question. It should be, who's the greatest team of all time?
WGAG Radio.
Sorry, Showtime.
WGAG Radio.
Back to back.
WGAG Radio.
First three-peat.
WGAG Radio.
Even with the flu.
WGAG Radio.
No push-off.
WGAG Radio.
And my favorite. Tough to beat that. What? You think there's someone else? Prove it.